Indeed. Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Connor Pope is Deputy Editor of Progress, the centrist Labour pressure group. The last voice you just heard there was Joe Tanner, political PR guru. Both of you, thank you so much. I think we can absolutely agree. You have been indeed a fabulous Friday panel reviewing the week's biggest news story. Thank you so much. I'm done for another day. I'm going to hand over and I'm going to talk really loudly now because John Holmes looks like he's got a really bad hangover.
That's exactly right.
You look, I mean, in the nicest possible way, rough.
I know. I have a bad hangover. That is
true.
What
did you get up to?
Student Radio Awards. I mean,
you reap what you sow.
I know. And I was a judge and I was invited to sit at the table and I wish I hadn't.
Did it all go horribly? Let's put it that way. Do you remember anything?
I'm too old.
Did someone spike your drinks? Did someone touch you?
Someone probably did, but I don't remember it and I don't feel very well.
They're all laughing at the old man at the table now. John Holmes with you from 1 o'clock. I'm going to carry on shouting really loudly at him because he's looking really upset. I'll be back at 10 o'clock Monday morning. Have a fabulous afternoon with my hungover chum. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back on Monday. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
At participating Ford dealers, you can get your car a Ford Motorcraft service for just £149. And that's not a more or less price. It's a spot-on, no hidden extras price. Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk or visit your local dealer.
Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products.
In November, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of 100mm earthwall loft insulation for only £9.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
At John Lewis, we'll help you find the perfect gift this Christmas. Our expert partners are always on hand with thoughtful tips and advice, whether you're searching for that special gift or just a little stocking filler. Plus, you can earn double points when you spend on your partnership card this weekend. So thoughtful gifts for them can mean a well-deserved treat for you. Terms and conditions apply. Partnership card representative 18.9% APR variable. Credit subject to status. You must be over 18 to apply. John Lewis Financial Services Limited. Points convert to vouchers. Minimum spend applies.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
Why shop at TK Maxx? Well, funny you should ask, because every day this November there are big brand flash events in store and online. So there are even more gorgeous accessories, designer clothes and...
Gadzooks! Those shoes were made for me!
Shoes. So glad you asked. TK Maxx big brand flash events. Bargains that won't hang around.
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Get your Ford ready for winter with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
So hungover. Anyway, it's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Friday. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Uber loses appeal. No progress on Brexit and Hollywood Abuse Task Force.
Talk Radio.
Uber has lost an appeal but says it will carry on fighting over the status of its drivers. A tribunal has backed a previous ruling which found they should have worker status. Jason Moyer-Lee is from one of the unions that's backed the drivers.
They've already lost twice. They should be focusing on figuring out how to give drivers the minimum wage and holidays and pension contributions they're entitled to rather than continuing to fight us in the courts.
A sixth round of Brexit talks have concluded in Brussels but still no announcements have been made or decisions reached. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says he's optimistic discussions can move on to future relationships in December. And he says there's no reason why everything should have been set in stone by now.
Six rounds is hardly anything. I mean, we'll hopefully be having a seventh round soon. Now, of course, we're not at the stage of settling everything and the nitty-gritty, but we want sincere progress.
150 children a day were turned away from NHS Children's Mental Health Services in the last 2 years. The figures were obtained by the NSPCC following Freedom of Information requests to trusts in England. A special task force has been set up to deal with sexual abuse cases in Los Angeles. Specially trained lawyers will look into growing numbers of cases in the film industry. It comes as the premiere for Louis C.K.'s new movie in New York has been cancelled after 5 women accused him of sexual offences. He's not responded to the allegations yet. And a children's nightlight has sold out within hours of appearing in the new John Lewis Christmas advert. Many are listed on auction sites after the department store's annual ad was released online overnight.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How
you look
are you?
Terrible.
I know.
Good job this is radio.
Yes. When you say terrible, I mean, what exactly do you mean?
Your eyes are tiny and puffy, and it's like you are really, like, squinting. Like, I don't know why Cornelius is wagging his
Carry
finger
on.
At you.
Because I know where John was going to go.
I
what
don't.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
He seems quite jovial, considering how rough he looks.
Do I look rough?
You look so rough.
I do. I feel a little bit rough. Look, the reason for this is, right, I was doing my bit for the industry last night.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, because, look, the next generation of radio is student radio, right?
Yes, John.
So I was at the Student Radio Awards at the O2 in London.
Okay.
I was a judge for many categories.
Ooh.
And I'll be honest with you, I had one extra glass of wine. Just one.
How many did you have before that one?
28.
Extra? Okay, that explains.
And I
well.
Now feel a little bit.
A little bit delicate.
Do I look delicate?
No, you look terrible.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I really?
You're pale.
Yeah, I am.
You're very smiley.
I am smiley.
You're sniffly. Your eyes are tiny. Your bags and your wrinkles seem more
Don't
pronounced.
Look at my bag wrinkle.
What?
That's not a thing. That's not out.
I'm going to do the weather now.
Okay, I think that's why.
Because you should be saying that.
Fine.
Bright and breezy with scattered showers in the north. Highs are 13 degrees. Here's Patabat with a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. England manager Gareth Southgate says he has no regrets about choosing two particularly tough opponents for friendlies given the state of his squad. 7 players withdrew for tonight's game against world champions Germany and Tuesday's meeting against Brazil. Jordan Pickford, Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Tammy Abraham are all expected to make their full England debuts tonight. Elsewhere this evening, Wales are in Paris to take on France. Northern Ireland boss Michael O'Neill says they need to channel the anger of conceding a controversial penalty to Switzerland into a positive performance in Sunday's second leg of their World Cup playoff. They went down 1-0 in Belfast last night with the goal for the Swiss coming after Corey Evans was harshly judged to have blocked a shot with his arm. England's cricketers look to be heading for a morale-boosting warm-up win ahead of the Ashes. They reduced a cricket Australia 11 to 70 for 7 at the close of play on day 3 in Adelaide after setting them 268 to win. Meanwhile, England finished day 2 of the Women's Ashes Test, leading Australia by 103 runs. They have the hosts on 170 7 for 5 in their first innings in Sydney. And first practice is just underway ahead of Sunday's Brazilian Grand Prix. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
This fire's threatening homes and people's lives.
Gear up.
Let's do what we do.
Critics everywhere are raving about Only the Brave, calling it emotionally powerful, inspirational, and a compelling human drama based on the incredible true story of real-life heroes. With an all-star cast featuring Josh Brolin, Miles Teller, Jeff Bridges, and Jennifer Connelly.
As long as you can breathe, you can survive.
Only the Brave in cinemas now. Rated 12A.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And a very good afternoon to Paul Chowdhury.
Ah, oh, such a beautiful unit.
Why didn't I tell you? I don't lead with that.
I thought they were talking about the printer at first, but then...
Funny as well.
Did I swear?
Yes.
Yes.
Quite a lot.
That's very complicated indeed.
Fishy finger.
The latest that we have is that Penny Mordaunt, who
launched its bid to become the next UK capital for
American booty.
Someone needs to go on a course.
I mean, yeah.
She should move Gavin Williamson into hypothetical nude pictures that we don't have.
I think they should use William Gavinson.
And what do you make overall, Scott, of this, of a black ops operative who's been left for dead?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
Hello, very good afternoon to you. Do I look, Victoria, in all seriousness, right? Do I look a little bit rough today?
John, I don't know how many times I can tell you, you look rough. That's why I said it.
In what way?
I've already said.
In what way?
Because you're pale, your eyes can barely open because you've had no sleep.
I've also been punched in the face.
And your wrinkles are more pronounced.
Oh.
You've been punched.
No, I haven't really. But what do you mean my wrinkles? What does that mean?
Your crow's feet look really...
Am I wrinkly?
You've aged 10 years.
Literally, now you look your age.
Oh. Damn it. Hey, kids, this is the demon drink. Don't do it.
That's what I say.
I was last night at the Student Radio Awards. I was a judge. Right, this is the next generation of people... who are going to be working,
and
I know, but I'm saying it again, in the radio industry. And I was judging them, and I think I'm well placed to judge what's coming next, aren't I? Look at me. Oh, I don't feel very well.
Have you written anything for this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah?
It's all good. Anyway, here we are. Hello. Welcome. It's a Friday. And do you have that Friday feeling? Do you have that Friday feeling? I mean, I hope to God it isn't the same as comedian Louis C.K.'s Friday feeling. Which, if today's news is to be believed, what he's feeling is himself in front of people. That's what we've learned today. In front of women, without their consent. That's the latest in the sexual harassment news. It swings from Hollywood to Westminster back again, obviously. I genuinely am still waiting for radio to be a thing. I literally turned around last night at the Radio Awards, right?
To where... someone who you suspect?
No.
Okay, good.
No. Yes. I mean, there was the Radio Awards last night. Now, he's full of the industry. Let's be clear. It's sponsored by the BBC and Global Radio.
Yeah.
I turned... just standing in a place, I just turned around and I saw at least 8 people that should be in prison. I really did. Based on what I know about them. But no one's called them out yet. I'm not going to name them here, but in the industry, I think we all know who they are. Yeah, I know Victoria Him, yeah. Anyway, that's all I'm saying. So from Hollywood to Westminster to back again. Former bosses that I've worked for, I mean, they should be... I I mean, that pacing. So all I'm saying is they should be pacing something a lot smaller than a radio station. Probably a cell or something. Up and down, walking back and forth to get exercise. I'm not naming them. Don't worry, Cornelius. Not naming them. You know who I mean, though, don't you?
I don't know anything, John.
And oh, look, on the front pages of the papers today, Gary Lineker. Gary Lineker, isn't he? On the front of the. Not to do with that. To do with
the. I was going
to
say, hang on, I haven't seen this.
Yeah.
Frantically Googling.
Yeah. It's the Paradise Papers. It's the Paradise Papers.
Oh, and he tweeted earlier in the week about that.
Yeah, we've got to look at that, look that up, yeah. So, Gary Lineker, latest celebrity to be implicated in the Paradise Papers, the tax dodging. Gary Lineker has apparently got a villa in Barbados that is entirely made of crisps. He hasn't entirely crisp built. It's like Hansel and Gretel. You know in the story of Hansel and Gretel where it's made of cakes?
Yeah.
And they go there, don't they, in the woods. The witch has made a... Lineker has got a villa in the woods made of crisps.
I want to go.
Yeah, I know. And if you lick the villa, it's all the different flavours. It's if you lick Lineker's villa. Would you lick Lineker's villa, Victoria?
If it's made of crisps, yes.
Yeah, there you go. You see that?
I'd eat it.
Exactly. Evidence right there. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Victoria would only lick his villa consensually, though. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you're getting
at. No, it's fine.
Please hurry up.
Okay. Anyway, Gary Lineker has got a villa made of crisps. Have you Googled it?
Yeah, I found the news. Okay. He's denying everything.
I know.
He said, I do pay my taxes properly and thoroughly. However, yeah. Hard some will attempt to claim otherwise.
Yeah. Has he admitted that it's made out of crisps, though?
He's yet to tweet. We've okay. approached his management for comment.
Okay, fine. Actually, you should genuinely tweet him and go, is your villa made out of crisps in Barbados? Is it tax-free crisps?
Oh, I like Gary Lineker.
Well,
I don't want to.
You haven't heard those.
I don't want to troll him.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he's like an ex-footballing Hansel and Gretel to me. He's got a villa out of Christmas. Anyway, look, Friday. Here's what we're going to do. Right, here's a running order for you. There will be a made-up story in Victoria's News, which is coming at 2 o'clock. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Victoria's got a mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
There. And it will say a news lie before 2 o'clock. If you'd like to supply it, just a couple of sentences. That's all it is, isn't it? Maybe a paragraph or something. Here's
the
number.
Okay?
I'm all right. 87 treble 2.
Start your message. That was 87 treble 2 for anyone who actually wants to text. Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
That's at Talk Radio on Twitter. Yeah, okay. Starting that to any word you like.
Okay. Also today, a showbiz review. It's Friday. We'll bring you a load of showbiz. Who's doing it today, Cornelius?
It's Joe Moore.
Joe Moore from Talk Sport. Who has
online.
No interest in or knowledge of showbiz.
Of showbiz.
Or Talk Sport.
He's very knowledgeable about Talk Sport.
Okay, he's in here. So that's on the way. End of the week quiz, of course, rounding up your knowledge of things that have happened on the programme in the last 5 days. It's a brand loyalty testing quiz. That'll be happening. A man will be in a lift. It's Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
Reading out the texts and the tweets from the haters. As the lift travels downwards through the building, it's a feature we call Condescending. We'll have live music on the programme. It'll be from a busker. It's going to be happening in the last half an hour. And film reviews from our work experience. That is Marta today. Now, today's big story. We need to get into it with some music.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to do this?
Quickly.
That's right. Playing some music for... We're earlier than normal. Playing some music
for... because you couldn't read your script.
What do you mean? I read all of that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, you just didn't write enough.
Bit hungover. Anyway... So, today's big story. What are we going to be talking about? Figure out the big story from the clues within the song, Cornelius. You'll be doing it in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we talking about? Artist or title from this?
I walked across an
Come on.
Just eating a bit of sandwich.
I know you were.
Okay, so that's the song. It's Lily Allen, of course, and her cover of Keane's Somewhere Only We Know. But why would we be playing it on the radio, Cornelius? Why would I play that? It links to today's big story.
Is it the date of Brexit has finally been announced? The date, not just the date, the time has been announced.
What It'd is the time of Brexit?
9 p.m. in the evening.
Yeah.
I think they've done that so people... Or 11 in the evening, is it? Oh, sorry, I was thinking European time.
Yeah.
They're 11
2 hours
p.m.
behind, obviously.
They're basically, they know that people are going to treat it like a New Year's Eve party, aren't they? They've done that on purpose. It's quite funny. Is it that?
No.
Well, there's an obvious suggestion, but I don't want to say it, John, because I think
you
you're normally... Okay.
I think you should.
Why? Because you couldn't think of anything better. Yeah. This is an old John Lewis advert song.
There you go.
Why didn't we play this year's John Lewis advert song?
How good is it?
What? Are you kidding?
No.
I love it.
I like that song better.
Idiot.
I don't like Elbow's... I don't like Elbow.
Oh, you wouldn't say that if Guy Garvey were in the room.
No, I wouldn't. I'd
You'd
lie to him, and I'd say,
"I
know, and I know Guy Garvey, and I would, and I've often said to him how good I think he is. But in reality, I don't think they're that good. And behind his face, I would say I don't think Elbow. They've had one good song, no two. Newborn is a great song, and the one about throwing the curtains wide. Two good songs, Elbow, right? You know I'm right. I mean, no one likes Elbow.
I love Elbow.
No one likes
great.
Elbow. No.
Everyone likes
Two
Elbow.
Two songs.
Shut up.
Newborn and the one about the curtains. That's it. So the fact that they're on the new John Lewis advert, it's not a good song.
It is. What do you mean the original song as well? Golden Slumbers by the Beatles.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the Beatles. The Beatles are rubbish. The Beatles are overrated. The Beatles, I call them the Dung Beatles because they're... poor.
I hate you.
I know. Anyway.
Go to advert.
Of course. Well, good that you mentioned that, because John Lewis advert is the big news today.
Yes.
Their long-awaited Christmas ad is out. It's not very good.
In your opinion.
In my opinion. Let's talk about it next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Abroad by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Two for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
At Morrison's, selected packs of beer and cider are £10 each. Choose from a 20-pack of Carlsberg, or Magners, or an 8-bottle pack of classic ales. Christmas, Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores, while stocks last. Excludes online. 8 to 20 pack, max 10. Please drink responsibly.
Mummy was supposed to be buying us a panda today, which I was very excited about. But she just phoned to say she got a Teepo instead, because it's bigger. I don't know how big a Teepo is, but it better be fluffy.
For a limited time only in the Fiat Festival of Seasonal Savings, get up to £3,000 off the list price of the spacious Fiat Tipo, the family-friendly Punto, and the small but capable Panda. Saving varies between £800 and £3,000. Vehicles ordered and registered between the 1st of October and the 31st of December 2017. For full T's and C's, visit fiat.co.uk.
The Times Speed Debate. 3 minutes, three opinions, one topic. Trump.
opportunist or master strategist.
I don't think it did take strategy. I think it did take an instinct.
Donald Trump doesn't really think with his gut. He's using his brain all the time.
But no one says, I'd really like to be Donald Trump because he's so intelligent.
Yes, but they do say, no, I'd like to be him because he's so successful.
Would you wear a Donald Trump wig?
We agree to disagree. See the full series at thetimes.co.uk/agree to disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
Wouldn't it be nice if things happened automatically? Like, the sun came out on holiday automatically. The dog walked itself automatically. At least your money is protected automatically. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects up to £85,000 of your money automatically. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes are closed at northbound on the M1 at the moment through Derbyshire due to an accident involving three vehicles between 29A at Bolsover and 30 at Worksop for the A616. To Leicestershire, southbound M1, a lane closed there for repairs between 19 at the Catthorpe interchange and junction 18 for the A5 and the Rugby turn-off. And finally, the clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester, a lane closed there due to a medical emergency around junction 17 at Prestwich for the A56. I'm Stephen Beach.
Get set for Christmas at Matalan. We've 25% off cosy knitwear for the whole family, plus 25% off our amazing Christmas shop. It's never too early to stock up on those perfect gifts, or why not treat yourself? Don't miss out. Shop these offers exclusively in-store only at your nearest Matalan.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, what was that? What was that bit of music you played there? What was that? What was that? What was that bit of music that happened there?
Sorry, there's a bit of music that's loaded in, but we forgot to get rid of it.
We don't normally have that.
Yeah, I know. It's fine, but it's gone now, isn't it?
I'm just interested in why that was.
It's fine.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Yeah, but no, what was...
Look, it's a bit... Look, just ignore it. It's gone now.
Should we edit that out when it goes out?
Look, don't pick up other people on their professionality when you started that link with half a sandwich in your mouth.
That's fair enough. So, here's the thing, adverts, right? The John Lewis advert is out today. Now, it's not officially out. It's been released on the John Lewis YouTube channel. Now, in previous years, we have had a child with a severed head in a box that he's presented to... Do you remember that one?
No, that wasn't one.
No, it definitely was. There was a... Remember the kid with the... 2 years ago, maybe, there was a child, he had a box, and we didn't know what was in it, did we, till the end of the advert? You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That was.
And then he went upstairs, and he took...
Heartwarming,
wasn't it? Handed it to his parents, and what was in the a severed head of Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
It was a nod to the movie Seven.
No.
Right? Now, that is offensive, because Kevin Spacey was in that film. And we can't talk about him anymore, for reasons we know. But that was genuinely a thing, wasn't it? That was... the child took... And I cried. At the John Lewis advert. Last year, it was a dog bouncing on a trampoline.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The year before was a man on the moon.
That's right. He was watching a child through a telescope. Like a weird paedophile.
Yeah, well.
It was, though, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't, was it?
I mean, it was.
Nice.
It was a bit weird. As an old man on the moon watching a child through a telescope.
Okay.
A bit pedo. This year, there's a monster under the bed. That is the new John Lewis advert. Let us talk to Vicky Holgate, Chief Strategy Officer, FCB Inferno Advertising Agency. Hello, Vicky. Good afternoon.
Hello, John. Good afternoon.
Why, Vicky, is the John Lewis advert so looked forward to? What is it about the John Lewis advert?
Well, I think what John Lewis did about 7 years ago now is they changed the way that retailers communicate at Christmas time. And they injected huge amounts of emotion into their advertising. And they created storylines, things that people get really involved with. And that's why people look forward to them, because it's the kind of storytelling that people absolutely love.
So, but what have they done that's different this year? Because there's so much competition now, and John Lewis obviously sort of got the ball rolling several years ago with this iconic thing. And Marks and Spencers have done it this year with the Paddington advert, of course. So what is it about, you know, connecting with people? How do they, what's the method? How do they target people?
Well, John Lewis have been smart on many levels. First of all, they've got a really simple thought that's actually at the heart of their ads and has been for the last 7 years, which is that they're the home of thoughtful gifting. And essentially, the ads each year are a different take on that. So they keep it fresh and they keep it interesting and different. And I think that's really that has been the secret of their success. Of course, they've also teased us and used social media to create a real anticipation for the launch of their ad. And they've done that brilliantly.
And for people who haven't seen it, what we've got here is essentially it's a monster under the bed. That's the theme, isn't it? And it's sort of Muppety, I suppose. Some, as you'd expect, Vicky, criticism already online has been that it's a bit scary. It's gonna children are gonna worry about a monster under the bed. I mean, this is thought through by many, 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 many people, of course, for advertising. And so, what last year, Boxer Dog? Why the monster?
I think what they're trying to do is create a different point of reference for people, and having monsters under the bed is something that people know about. They're trying to recreate that in a very, very friendly way. So obviously it's in no way intended to be scary. I think people, British people love to criticise, and I think there will always be people that will pick fault in it. But essentially what you've got here is a really heartwarming story of a little boy and a sort of an imaginary friend that it becomes very close to. And actually there's a point at the end where you think the imaginary friend's gone away, and you really feel like, oh no, he's gone. But then of course the boy can bring him back whenever he wants. So I think what they've done there is they've picked a storyline we can relate to. And of course, it's a storyline they can bring to life in merchandising in store.
And in the pantheon of John Lewis adverts, which we now, you know, it's interesting how it's become a sort of, you know, thing at this time of year. Where does it sit? You know, because we've had as we were talking about, the boxer dog, we've had the penguin, we've had, you know, all of these past John Lewis adverts, and the kid with the presents for, you know, with Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box. All of this stuff has happened in the past. Where do we sit now, you know, in the great, I don't know, John Lewis pantheon of stuff? Where does it sit?
Well, time will tell, of course. I mean, it's only been released for a few hours. After literally 2 hours, it had 30,000 views. Buster the Boxer last year had 25 million views. Let's see where it gets to, but I think it could well get to that many, given the amount of teasing that they've been doing about it and the hype that's gone behind it. Where will it ultimately sit in terms of sales? Well, that's hard to say at this particular stage, but certainly what we've seen is John Lewis advertising getting more and more powerful over the years.
And Vicky, as a sort of in working in advertising, does it seem though that now the notion of the John Lewis advert is now stronger than the brand of John Lewis, given that John Lewis obviously isn't in every town and all the rest of it, but it's become an iconic thing, and in terms of advertising, it does so well for them.
It does do extremely well for them, and in fact, at their peak, every pound they spend on their advertising brings back £10 in profit. So I think, you know, obviously the John Lewis brand benefits tremendously from their Christmas advertising. So I don't think we can say the advertising is bigger than the brand. Obviously, the brand is benefiting from it. And it's been incredibly successful over a number of years. Their sales up 33% over the last four Christmases. So, yeah, there's definite strength in using work that's become almost, they sort of started the Super Bowl of advertising in the UK, which is our Christmas advertising.
Vicky, thank you. Vicky Holgate, Chief Strategy Officer at FCB Inferno. You know, it's a monster under the bed, right?
I've seen it.
You've seen the advert. I've seen the advert right now. My fear of... I think kids have a fear of things under the bed. Do you think that? Did you, as a kid, have a thing about monsters under the bed?
Not really, because I knew what was under my bed, because I had under bed storage.
Right. What did you have in there?
Largely sort of old school exercise books. Yeah. And just sort of the amount of tat you accumulate as a child, really.
Yeah. And what if that had come alive, though?
I mean, it'd be very unintimidating, just a little bad handwriting coming to me.
I have a childhood fear.
Yeah.
Right. So you won't remember this because you, A, don't watch films, and B, you're too young.
Mm.
The 1980, I think, film Friday the 13th. Are you aware of that film?
I'm aware of it. I haven't seen it, though.
Right. So there's a... Victoria.
Hello.
Are you aware of the film Friday the 13th?
I mean, I've never bothered watching it.
Right. There's a scene in it with a then-not-famous Kevin Bacon, right, before he was famous, where he lies down on a bed... in the film Friday the 13th. Are you Googling it now?
Yeah.
All right. And then a hand comes up from under the bed, pins his head to the pillow, and then an arrow is pushed through the bottom of the bed, through his throat, and kills him in a gush of
How
blood.
How old were you when you watched this?
Oh,
I don't know, about 12 or...
Just seen an image of it.
There you go.
Don't Google image it,
It was, you know, back in the day, that was an excellent horror film. Right, look at it now. Kevin Bacon with an arrow through his throat. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is, that, as a kid, gave me utter nightmares about what might be under my bed. So, I, having watched the John Lewis advert, I'm now imagining a Muppet monster pushing an arrow through my throat in bed.
I think you're stupid.
Mm. I'm imagining that as well.
I'm imagining you hurrying up so I can do my news bulletin.
Yeah, it's Victoria with the news bulletin.
Talk Radio.
Uber has lost its appeal over whether its employees should have basic employment rights. The private hire app says it will again appeal the ruling, which could affect how it pays thousands of drivers in Britain. Sky's Sarah Hadjibegari has more. I'm sorry, we won't be able to bring you that clip at the moment. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has given the UK just 2 weeks to clarify how it will settle its divorce bill. Michel Barnier made the demand in a press conference following the sixth round of negotiations in Brussels. The NSPCC says too many children are being failed by NHS mental health provision in England. 150 children have been denied treatment every day for the last 2 years. The release of a film directed by and starring US comedian Louis C.K. is in doubt after five women accused him of sexual misconduct. The premiere for I Love You, Daddy in New York has been cancelled. And phone and broadband customers are to get automatic payouts totalling £142 million to compensate them for poor service. BT, Sky, TalkTalk and Virgin customers will receive £25 if engineers miss appointments. The weather bright and breezy with some scattered showers in the north, highs of 13 degrees. It's more in 25 minutes. Your mouth is full. This is disgusting, John.
Yeah, I'm just eating a sandwich.
Yep.
Yep. Which is fair enough, I think.
I mean, I don't care.
Yeah, but you are food.
I'm hungry. I've got no food.
I know.
And I need to source some.
I know. What are you going to do for lunch today?
Well...
So I know you are... Hangry, thank you.
Yeah, I'm
lunch
hangry
obsessed.
Right now.
What are you planning today? Because you sometimes you have two lunches.
I was running a little bit late today.
Oh.
And so...
So was Ollie.
I wasn't able to prepare or bring anything in with me. I popped to Tesco. They didn't have the one thing I knew I could have.
Which was going to be...
A falafel and hummus wrap.
Okay.
And then today on the lunch menu, it's fish and chips and salad.
In the canteen downstairs.
Yeah, I don't eat fish, so I could have
chips and salad.
Fish and
chips and salad is weird.
Yeah.
Why would you have salad with that? It's a sort of offset of...
Healthy.
You go, well, no, it's fish and chips. You go battered fish, fried chips.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll put a salad on it.
Salad.
Yeah, but I physically don't have time to leave the building to get any food. So this makes me upset because now I'm really hungry.
Why can't
don't
you
really
just
want
have chips? You always have chips.
Yeah, but that's
always. You like
yeah,
chips.
But that's not a full lunch for me. That's like a lunch starter.
Why don't you get two lots of chips?
No, because that's too many chips.
Why don't you get chips for a starter, but then chips with the salad as a main?
No, because again, that's too many chips.
But it's not.
Also, I've been putting on weight lately, so I'm trying not to eat so many chips.
You don't look like that.
I mean, thanks.
Yeah.
Stop looking at my body.
I'm not literally not. Once again. Here's where we are now, where I've just complimented you, and now I'm a harasser. I mean, that's not right, is it?
I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, so do I.
Actually, so do I. Stuart, press a button. Press a button and get us out of this.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
Great big talk for the wee small hours.
I've not been trolling you, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10. On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a very good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio.
It's going to be weird. You need to stop eating your sandwich just before we come on air.
Well, the thing is, I quite like this.
We have advert breaks that are like 2 or 3 minutes long. Perfect sandwich eating time.
I quite like this sandwich, though. It's quite nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to confiscate it from you.
Are you?
Yes.
You're going to take my sandwich away?
Yes, I'm going to have to. I have to treat you like a school child today. Right. Let's do the headline hijack.
So, headline hijack is this. You get to make up the news. You get to put a made-up fake news story in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. That's how it works. It's there to confuse people not listening to this bit of the programme. Not paying attention, really. So, each and every day, a fake news story, a lie, is slammed into the news from Victoria. She'll say your words out loud. You've got to supply the words. Here's the number, 87-treble-2.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's been coming in?
Well, this one's from Alex, who says, a total of 18 arrests were made last night after a new law came in yesterday banning people from skiing down escalators. The law was passed in time for the National Ski Down an Escalator Day, which takes place on the day after the first Wednesday of each November. However, it seems that many overlook the new law.
Right. What's today's national day, by the way? I know you're quite obsessed with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Every day in the year now is a day.
Mm, well, it's Equal Pay Day, but okay. That's a serious one, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well.
Yes.
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean, yeah, we're going to be talking
about
to someone.
It later?
So,
I know.
So don't start that.
Yeah, well.
Well, there's always loads of them. I normally choose my favourite. It's National Forget Me Not Day, which I thought was Sunday, but
yeah, technically, yeah. What's National Forget?
That's a good joke.
It's a good joke. Yeah.
It's observed annually on the November the 10th. It's dedicated to reconnecting with old family and friends that have been
so. National Forget Me Not Day is next to Remembrance Sunday.
Yeah,
I mean that's. Someone's thought that through, and I'm quite impressed.
Hmm.
What do we have to do for it?
You just observe it. So I think it's about getting in touch with family members who you've lost touch with, old family members.
That's awkward for me, because I'm...
And friends.
I'm adopted.
Yeah.
As you know.
Well, it's it's a very busy day for you, isn't it, this year?
And the problem is with being adopted... And not having traced your parents, like on Nikki Campbell's programme.
Mm.
I don't know who my actual parents are.
Mm.
So I don't know what to do on this day. I'm conflicted. What should I do?
I don't know, mate. Because I'm busy seeing my family later.
I know. It's awkward for you, isn't it? Because whenever I bring this up, you look a bit awkward. And no one knows how to deal with it when I say it out loud. So that's fair enough. But yeah, I was adopted at 4 weeks old.
You, know, you my, were, I know,
my
yeah.
My parents...
Abandoned.
Yes,
you.
My birth parents.
Can you blame them, though?
Well, looking back now, no. That's fair, that's fair. But no, my mother... My mum, when I was born, was about 16, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, back in that day, in the times then, it was not acceptable, out of wedlock... To have a child at that age.
Really?
And thus I was given up for adoption, Cornelius.
Adoption.
Yeah, that's right. And I, but I'm all right with it.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, he seems to be coping great.
Is it awkward?
Does this happen every year? Today's always going to be awkward
every,
for me.
It every look up your parents.
National day. Forget Me Not Day.
It does, yeah. I'm a bit sad.
And then it's Remembrance Sunday on Sunday.
I know, but I don't want
to
remember.
And tomorrow is Remembrance Saturday, what? Where you have to honour the band that played the Friends theme.
The Rembrandts.
The Rembrandt Sunday. Saturday.
All right. Is this still on air?
Yeah, right.
Okay, good. Let's have some...
adverts.
Yeah.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change, in your corner. Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with rear park assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. You will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Remember to check your windscreen for chips, especially in harsh conditions. You see... all chips will eventually crack, so book a repair online with Autoglass. It's quick, it's easy, and we'll work around your plans.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
He wasn't being himself, and he didn't want to go to school. I didn't know what was up with him. Then I got his school report. I'd been so busy working, I didn't really notice he'd been struggling in class. So instead of feeling guilty, I found a Kip McGrath tutor for him instead. They've been fantastic and have really helped him improve his confidence and his English and math results. If you think your child needs help too, trust your intuition. Book a free assessment at kipmcgrath.co.uk.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Still problems on the northbound side of the M1 through Derbyshire. A lane closed due to an accident between 29 at Chesterfield and 29A at Bolsover. Queues back towards Tibshelf services. Travel times of around 20 minutes. Looking slow in the West Midlands. Northbound on the M5 through the roadworks. Two at Albury up towards one at West Brom for the A41. That follows a breakdown much earlier this morning. And through Leicestershire, the southbound M1. That's queuing long delays following emergency repairs between 19 at the Catthorpe interchange and 18 at Rugby.
Get set for Christmas at Matalan. We've 25% off cosy knitwear for the whole family, plus 25% off our amazing Christmas shop. It's never too early to stock up on those perfect gifts, or why not treat yourself? Don't miss out. Shop these offers exclusively in-store only at your nearest Matalan.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases,
And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A very good afternoon to you. Hello, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And you know what? Before we talk about today's, well, a roundup of a week's worth of showbiz, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news, Cornelius. Have you seen any of the news
today? Oh, have I seen some news? How it's all I've been staring at.
How much news have you actually seen? To be, let's put a number on it. Is it 8 news or what, about 7 news? Or what?
More than that. I'd say a good 43 news.
That's a lot of news.
Mm.
And a lot is going on today.
Yeah. The Metro were running a story that Sadiq Khan was pictured with a Metro in his hand.
And that is big. That is big news.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that story was too short to lengthen into a haiku.
Could we get a guest on that? I mean, we could talk to someone. Or we could either talk to... There's two... I think there's two guests there. There's either Sadiq Khan...
We're getting to debate.
Or the Metro. Could we get either of those? No? Have you tried? I mean, have we tried? Rudd! Hi, Rudd. Rudd, come on the microphone, Rudd.
Rudd's helping
Rudd
us out
is,
today.
Rudd is assistant producing today.
I've got the assistant editor's number. I could give him a ring.
The assistant editor of Sadiq Khan?
Of Metro, yeah.
Oh.
So I, if you want him on, I can give him a ring.
I mean, we could give it a go just to get his Sadiq Khan reading his paper. Yeah. That's how the news works, right? Am I getting this right?
It's sort of how some shows work, but what I was really pointing out was this... A terrible news story.
Yeah,
and you seem to be rolling with it.
Well, it's rolling news, is what that is. The Daily Mirror are calling for the sacking of Boris Johnson. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Priti Patel, we know, resigned over this whole Israeli holiday meeting thing.
Well, but Boris Johnson, 44 stories.
This is what the Mirror say. This innocent mum faces 5 extra years in jail, in Iranian jail, thanks to an unforgivable blunder by Boris Johnson. We know that. What I'm suggesting is there's a lot going on in the news. It's already complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry, because we're here to help. And the way we help is by analysing the news through the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
They're going to have to erase Louis C.K. from his stand-up shows.
Because he's,
Netflix have announced they're going to just put out an empty theatre.
Yeah.
With an audience.
Yeah. If Louis C.K. now does a stand-up show...
Mm.
Given his involvement in alleged, I beg your pardon, in the whole grope gate.
No, he hasn't groped anyone. That's not even alleged.
Oh no, he's
other than himself.
Yes, that's right. In front of people who didn't consent to it. Mm. Yes, to be clear, allegedly. Yeah. Oh, although I had heard that.
No.
Okay, but if they erase him from...
You heard that story when you read it in the news this morning.
That's right. Yes, I hadn't heard it before.
No.
If they erase him from his own stand-up. Do they have to replace him? Like with the Kevin Spacey film, is Christopher Plummer going to come on stage and do Louis C.K.'s set? Is Christopher Plummer now the go-to replacement? Is Christopher Plummer the Defence Secretary of the United Kingdom now?
He's the last clean person in Hollywood.
Exactly. I mean, they must have vetted Christopher Plummer so much. Because imagine if Ridley Scott had shot that film as he did with Kevin Spacey, and we learned that he's had to cut Kevin Spacey out of the film. I hope he vetted Plummer. Because
sure
imagine the embarrassment if he shoots the whole thing with Plummer, and then Plummer is then implicated in a scandal, and then he's got to go back and go, all right, okay, who's free? Who can I... Rolf Harris? No, not Rolf Harris, no. Who can I... No, Jimmy Savile. No, he's dead.
Why are these the next options?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is you've got to be careful, haven't you?
Yes.
So who do you...
I don't know. Whilst we're on the matter of showbiz, let's get lighter and speak to Joe.
That's an excellent idea. Here we go with it. Here we go with it all. if you're a regular listener, you'll know on a Friday we drag up somebody from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz to review a week's worth of showbiz. Joe! Welcome, Joe. It's good
Hello,
to see
fellas.
You.
Hello, you
all right? Oh, yeah, very good.
We should say the other showbiz stories, really.
I mean, yeah, not from the one we were just necessarily talking about.
From the week, the other showbiz stories.
Yeah, fair enough. That's clear. But, Joe, you've got no... You don't care. But yet, here you are tasked with reviewing it. So what have you got?
Yeah, so it seems to be a British tradition of having rubbish celebrities opening Christmas high street lights.
Yes, of course.
But Love Island star Katie McDermott has been axed from switching on her town's Christmas lights after a public backlash.
Really?
Yes.
This is actually fascinating. Now, you like Love Island, Cornelius.
I do, yeah. Which one was this, sorry?
Pardon?
Katie.
So she's from...
She's from Towie.
She's from Love Island.
Oh, Katie. Another, what's her surname?
McDermott.
No, no one knows who that is.
Well,
no.
that's the thing, because I've forgotten who they all are now.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
Why has she been... What's the backlash, Joe?
550 parents said she sets a bad example and opted for a local hero instead. So there was a petition made against her. Because they said she was a bad example for their kids.
Right. Is that because of something she did on Love Island?
Well, Love Island has not got a great track record. Like, if you're on Love Island, you're not going to be a great role model for kids. So that's a good
thing. Well, it's synonymous with making love light on telly, isn't it? In front of cameras and stuff. That's what, that'll be what the parents' objections
are. Okay, so hang on. So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, and back me up on this. So Love Island is, as Cornelius said... synonymous with making love on camera in front of an audience, which, by the way, was quite a high audience for ITV2, right? If a, I don't know, noted comedian...
No, that's completely different.
...does it in front of one woman...
you know that's completely different.
...to himself, that's a problem.
Yes.
So why is it fine on the telly? I don't understand why that's fine to do on the telly, but if you do it in front of someone... then I suppose you're consenting by watching the telly.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's really worth making light of, actually, because consent's very important. And that's where the actual thing comes into this.
I agree.
Very sensible, yeah.
But the point is that programs like
Love Island... Well, you can turn off Love Island.
Yeah.
If someone's doing that in front of you, you can't turn them off, can you?
No, because they're already turned on.
Let's move on.
Okay, fine. What else have you got?
Well, I mean, sticking with that, if we may, I remember, Timmy Mallett did Hours.
He didn't do that.
In Southend-on-Sea.
Right.
He did the Christmas lights.
Yeah, Thank God.
Let's get it straight.
He didn't sit down with his mallet.
No.
Okay.
So it's like we could have a phone in, who's the worst, most obscure
person to turn
on your lights.
Joe has just produced some of the show. This is a great idea. Who is your worst turn a lighter on?
Produce the whole show today if you want, Joe.
Cornelius wants out.
Southend were actually going to get David Hasselhoff once because he was doing panto.
Yeah.
But he couldn't do it because his dad was ill.
Right.
And that's like the most famous person they've ever had as well. Yeah. So that must have been pretty good for the council people.
Who was your... You hosted the fireworks in Beckenham last week.
I did,
the worst ever celebrity booking. So who's worse?
I don't think it was done as a celebrity booking,
who's worse?
Done as a favour to an old scout group.
I know, but that's poor, isn't it? You know, who's worse than you?
I'm just looking.
Love Island. I don't know. Look, 87222, right? So that's the number, right?
That's right. Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Yeah.
Tell us who the worst person is. Joe's good at this. Who's ever turned on the lights?
I remember
in your
West
town.
Wickham had PC Tony Stamp from The Bill, Graham Cole.
I've shared a dressing room with
him. Yeah, well, he's a local person, but he's really nice.
I wouldn't say
that's a bad... And also, this was when The Bill was still on, that's quite
he's
a good...
He's a big name.
At least he's relevant.
We had a signed photo that he was giving out on the night on our notice board.
I have shared a dressing room with PC Tony Stamp.
This is true. I've shared a Scouts AGM with Graham Cole.
I don't want to get involved in this.
Have you ever met Graham Cole, Joe?
No.
You are a loser.
Oh, sorry. I guess I am.
But this is good. So, okay. Poor quality, light turner-oners.
Yes.
He's a great thing. 87 treble two.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What have you got, Joe? What else have you got?
Strictly Come Dancing's Molly King enjoyed a wild night out with her partner AJ Pritchard. Apparently, Strictly Come Dancing has a
the Strictly Curse.
The curse of them getting together.
It's not even called Strictly Come Dancing either, which I like. Isn't it just called...
No, the show is...
Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, there's a come in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just called Strictly now.
No, that's just a
nickname.
Like, yeah.
Oh, fine. All right. Well,
I know that.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Come Dancing was a programme in the 70s.
Yeah, yes. Now it's called Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah.
Right. I genuinely didn't know that. Yeah. I just thought it was called Strictly.
What world do you live in?
I don't know. I didn't. I thought it was just called Strictly.
Anyway.
Because that's how anyone refers to it. Is that right?
Anyway.
She was pictured coming out of a flat with the same clothes that she had on the night before. Which makes me think, is this just some guy waiting outside all night with a camera just to make sure she's wearing the same clothes?
I imagine. I mean, I don't know who that is, but I imagine there's probably someone with a camera outside every contestant's house just to see, or indeed their partner's. I don't know.
Well, that's a paparazzi. That's their job, isn't it? Also, but the thing is, with Molly King, she's not in a relationship.
Yeah, but hang on, who is Molly King?
She was in the Saturdays. And I don't believe her dancing partner is in a relationship.
Right. No, so it's kind of...
But away with a lot of this celebrity works, and you know this, John, is that, you know, the camera didn't happen to be there. They would have got a tip-off from someone who wants a person in the paper.
Paid money.
Whether this happened or not, I don't know.
What a lot of people don't realise, Joe, and I don't know whether you know this or not, but when people are pictured in the papers, Cornelius is absolutely right, and you think it's one of those shots from a paparazzi across the street or the beach or whatever it might be, they do a deal with the newspapers and indeed that paparazzi photography company, and they are paid money to have their photograph taken that's then in the papers as a sort of candid. Do you know this?
No.
This is true.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive. Yeah. I know celebrities who make their money, I won't name them, Daniela Westbrook, who make their money out of genuinely setting up photo shots that look candid in their bikini from across a beach that they have been paid to pose for in a shot. They have photo approval.
So these...
It's then photoshopped. It's whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And then it's given to the tabloids as a candid shot. That's how it works, Joe.
But aren't these celebrities the same people that kind of claim an invasion of privacy?
Yes! Well, no, it's, and there you go!
It's half and half. There's some people who do want to be in all of this, and then there's other celebrities who don't, but do get caught up in all of this.
But there's money to be made, and that's the point, Joe. Seedy, isn't it?
Yeah, rather.
Anyway, there's Joe, a man from Talk Sport, bringing us up to date on showbiz.
You're welcome.
You're welcome as well. From the point of view of a man who knows nothing of showbiz or has any interest in it. Thank you. Joe, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, guys.
Now, Headline Hijack is on the way. A made-up news story will be in the news that is forthcoming. It will be made up by you, and it will be said as truth via Victoria. Cornelius, who is today's Headline Hijack?
It's Dickie.
From?
Solihull.
Hi, Dickie. From Solihull. Your made-up news is next. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At participating Ford dealers, you can get your car a Ford Motorcraft service for just £149. And that's not a more or less price. It's a spot-on, no hidden extras price. Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk or visit your local dealer.
Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Alarms are there to keep us safe, and level crossings are no different.
If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Antibiotics, we're wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we could stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
Why shop at TK Maxx? Well, funny you should ask, because every day this November there are big brand flash events in store and online. So there are even more gorgeous accessories, designer clothes and...
Gadzooks! Those shoes were made for me!
Shoes. So glad you asked. TK Maxx big brand flash events. Bargains that won't hang around.
Get your Ford ready for winter with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At just after 2 o'clock, here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Uber to challenge worker ruling, Brexit pressure, and an actress criticises a magazine's photo edits.
Talk Radio.
Uber is going to appeal against a ruling that says its drivers are entitled to the minimum wage, sick pay and paid leave. The private hire company says its drivers, which it considers self-employed, value the flexibility. One of the drivers who took the case to court, James Farrar, says it's taken 2 years to get to today's decision.
That's very difficult for low-income workers to find the resources to get inside a courtroom to make this argument to win. And, you know, if Uber choose to appeal this, it'll go on for much longer, and I think low-income workers need far better protection than that.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has given the UK just 2 weeks to clarify how it'll settle its divorce bill. Michel Barnier made the demand in a press conference following the sixth round of negotiations in Brussels. Brexit Secretary David Davis again stressed his desire to start trade talks as quickly as possible.
We're making clear progress in building a common technical understanding. This is now about moving into the political discussions that will enable both of us to move forward together. We must now look ahead to moving our discussions onto our future relationship.
150 children a day are being denied mental health services on the NHS in England. The NSPCC says 17% of referrals are being rejected because of a lack of funding. The Conservatives have demanded an independent inquiry into the handling of Carl Sargent's dismissal from the Welsh Government. The minister was found dead days after he was sacked over allegations about his conduct. First Minister Carwin Jones insists he acted by the book. US actor Steven Seagal and comedian Louis C.K. are the latest stars to be accused of sexual misconduct. Neither of them has commented yet, but C.K.'s latest film premiere due tonight in New York has been cancelled. A special task force has been set up by L.A. prosecutors to look into the claims engulfing Hollywood. And Lupita Nyong'o has criticised a magazine for digitally altering her hair on its front cover. The Star Wars actress has accused Grazia of making the change to fit a more Eurocentric notion of beauty, posting before and after shots on her social media accounts. The magazine has apologised for not upholding the highest editorial standards.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
Hi there. How are you?
Okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm going to ask how you're paid. Is that... Can I ask that? Is that...
I'm not going to say my salary.
I don't want specifics. That's fine. But do you think there is a gender pay gap? As a woman working in news, which you do, do you think there is a gender pay gap? Or does anyone in your job, i.e. news, get paid the same? Or do you get paid less because you're a woman? What do you think?
Okay, so I know that one of my male colleagues in the same department is on the same rate as
yes.
I am. I don't know how it applies to other people.
Yeah.
But I know from other workplaces that men have been paid more.
Yeah.
Or they've negotiated a higher rate, whereas women have tried and maybe not successfully
it's
done
very
the
much
same
in the
thing.
News today. We can talk about it very soon indeed. But I think it's interesting because you, as far as I knew, and this is news to me, all right? So you do a job. You do the news, right? That's mm-hmm. what you do, right? And if, I don't know, Alex Dibble comes in here, for example, when yes. you're off, he gets paid the same, presumably, as you do
I
for doing
know.
That.
I don't know.
But for doing the specific same job, I think it's a rate, isn't it? It's a shift rate.
No, but because we're both staff members, we have a salary.
Interesting.
Whereas freelancers do get the same rate.
Yeah. So the gender pay gap, I suppose, if there is one, which we're learning there is, but... Is a salaried position, not a, it's never a freelance thing.
No,
is
it can be.
Can
so,
it?
For instance, in the past at another broadcaster where I've worked,
yeah.
women have tried asking for pay rises or
in a
higher
freelance.
Rate in a freelance
okay.
for their day rate and yeah. have unsuccessfully negotiated that, whereas I know of males who have successfully negotiated more money.
So why do you think that is? Is it genuinely about gender or is it experience? What is the reason?
I don't think in that case it was not about experience.
Right.
So maybe his attitude or his confidence.
Yeah. But you're gobby.
Yes.
So I wouldn't... If you went into a meeting and went, I want the same as that bloke...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but... Then,
you're not going to not get paid that.
I don't know. It depends on what they have to say.
Well, they offered to play Victoria in Curly Fries and she... accepted. So it's very much her own fault.
And I just had one portion.
It's just one portion a day.
And Jaffa cakes as a bonus.
Yeah.
No, because last time I tried to eat Jaffa cakes, I choked because
I
got carried away.
I remember.
So,
you
like
ate a whole,
child.
Yeah, you know the big boxes of Jaffa cakes?
No, you're
Christmas.
Lying.
They're a metre this, long.
Meter
you're lying.
Jaffa cakes.
She
you're
gobbed
lying.
Those at once.
No, I got... carried away when one of our colleagues brought in Jaffa cakes. I tried to eat two in quick succession. They got lodged in my throat. I tried to have some water. And because they were so lodged, the water wouldn't even go down. And then I had to go to the toilet. Wow. It was a very pathetic moment.
That's gone a long way down if you had to go to the toilet to get rid of them. Victoria's got... Have you got weather?
Yeah.
Here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk radio.
So bright and breezy. Scattered showers in the north. Highs of 13 degrees.
Oh, imagine listening to that. Imagine
Sports.
Victoria being backed up with Jaffa cakes. Here's... Who is it?
Pete Abbott.
With the pre-recorded sport.
I'm Pete Abbott. Jordan Pickford, Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Tammy Abraham are all expected to make their England debuts from the start in tonight's friendly against Germany at Wembley. All three have represented their country at youth level. Wales manager Chris Coleman says it's not the time to talk about his future in the role with his contract up next summer. His side look to recover from their failure to reach the World Cup when they take on France in a friendly tonight in Paris. England's cricketers look set for victory in their warm-up game ahead of the Ashes. They reduced to Cricket Australia 11 to 70 for 7 at the close of play on day 3 in Adelaide after setting them 268 to win. Leicester aim to make it 2 wins from 2 in their Rugby Union Anglo-Welsh Cup title defence tonight. They're at Bath. Ospreys host Wasps and Sale take on Saracens in tonight's other games. And Lewis Hamilton's been back on the track for the first time since winning a 4th F1 world title. He set the fastest time in first practice ahead of Sunday's Brazilian Grand Prix. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the government has opened an online complaints page for people to moan about Christmas beginning too early. If you head to itsonlybloodynovember.gov.uk, you can fill out a form about adverts, music in shops or evening Christmas lights on houses, and all the complaints will then be sent a pack of things that are actually worth moaning about, such as poverty, both in the UK and in the third world.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Pete Amber with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, still to come today, there will be live music for you in the last half an hour of the programme. We have dragged a busker in from the streets of London. And they will be bringing us live music. It's part of Live Music Friday busking. We've also got Some Request Friday. where we bring you speeches and talks as chosen by you. We can't bring you music requests because we're not a music thing. License, Ofcom stuff. But we can bring you speeches and talks from the archive. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear on the radio, get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Yeah. All on the way this afternoon. Get in touch if you want to.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
So, we know there's a gender pay gap. We hear about it a lot of the time, right? We know that. We've just been talking about it with Victoria there. Well, hang on. Apparently, as we know from the news, gender actually isn't even a thing anymore. So, I mean, I think there are now 422 different genders. I think that's the rule. So people can identify however they want to identify, so... I mean, so what exactly is the gender pay gap between 422? Anyway, do you know what I mean? It's awkward, it's complicated. But Wales is very much in the news today. Wales, according to today's headlines, is where the biggest gender pay gap lies. And fair enough, who's going to pay a massive mammal to flit around the sea, shooting water out of its blowhole? And why shouldn't dolphins or narwhals? That's a medium-sized toothed whale with a tusk. Paid the same for swimming in the same sea. That's an awkward metaphor, but actually, in reality, of course, it's true. Let's talk to Helen Joyce. Helen is the international editor at The Economist. Good afternoon, Helen. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you. So, look, this gender pay gap thing, right? So we hear about it all the time, and the more we hear about it, the more nothing seems to be done, Helen. Is that right?
So it's not what people think it is. It's not any more that two people, one of them a man and one of them a woman, doing exactly the same job get paid different amounts. They don't. What it is that women choose different jobs and they're more in sort of the more junior jobs. They don't get promoted as much. And so that's hard to do something about because you let people choose what they want to go into in their own careers. And then decisions about who gets promoted and who goes part-time and so on hit another problem, which is that it's the women who have the babies.
Yes, that's
so the women make decisions, you know.
You're absolutely right. And that's the key. If you look at the figures, which I have done today, is that in their 20s, women are paid more than men in the same jobs in their 20s. But it drops off after 30. And the reason for that, of course, is children.
So if you look at older figures, it used to start happening earlier, and that's because women had their babies earlier. So the point at which that gender pay gap opens up does track the age that women usually have their first child. So then you say, well, is it just personal choice? But actually, we have a lot of evidence that it's not really exactly personal choice. What it is it's a number of things sort of interacting. So most couples, the man's older. The man may have chosen a field where people get paid more. Maybe he's an engineer and she's a teacher or a nurse. Along comes the baby. The whole world is set up for a family that has someone at home, at least most of the time.
Yeah.
And they make a rational decision. She scales back her hours. She chooses a less demanding job. He powers ahead. And then that's set for life, really. But it's not what either of them wanted. We know this because surveys have asked people, and the men say they'd like to spend more time with their families, and the women say they'd like to have used their education more and that they really are ambitious.
Yeah, so what's the answer to this? I mean, that's very broad, I realise, but it's...
No, it's fine. I mean, there's no one single answer, but there are two things that really, really matter if you want to tackle this, and one of them is decent parental leave, which the men take some of, and the other one is really good childcare.
Yeah, I have here's an issue I have, and it'd be interesting to get your take, is as a freelance, which indeed, you know, increasing number of people are these days, of course, working, both men and women, you do not get, and if you take time off work, you don't get paid. If you're a freelance,
yeah, it's tough.
That's how it works. The rules
and
are different,
and
exactly, it is the gig economy, but it goes deeper than just what we think of the gig economy. Which now we think of people like Deliveroo and all that Uber stuff, but actually, people doing like jobs like this, I don't know, like working the media, like working like you do, like working many, many walks of life, now do not get holiday pay. They don't get sick pay. They do not get any time off to look after children. And so this is because freelancers
is a very old-fashioned world. You know, we live in a world. We still almost think that the kids are going to go out into the fields to pick the crops. You know, that's why our summer holidays are where they are.
Yes.
So we haven't updated any of these things like childcare, how we pay people when they have babies, and so on, to take account of the fact that the world has changed, people's desires have changed, the number of kids they have has changed, how they work has changed. All those things have to be thought of together.
So how is it, we're just talking to Victoria though, I don't know whether you heard it, but Victoria is, yeah, reads the news here, and is one of the journalists in the office. She gets paid a shift rate, right? So just to use her
as
an example, she won't mind me.
The same as the man got, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Right, so i.e. there is a shift to be filled by in this very personal case, I realise, is a newsreader. And, you know, that's a shift. That, like the producers who work on this show, right? It doesn't matter really who produces the show. I mean, it sort of does. But you know what I mean? It's kind of like there's a shift rate that's a going rate. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, or let's be honest in this day, non-gender, whatever you want to identify as, there is a rate for a shift. Now, that is not a gender pay gap. So the gender pay gap presumably occurs just in salaried positions, does it?
Well, not necessarily, because if you think about it, you know, time goes on, you've got your hypothetical man and your hypothetical woman who are both doing the shifts, and they're doing, you know, a lot of shifts. Then she has a baby. So she takes a gap. So now she's lost some of her contacts. Maybe the person she used to work for has moved on. She then wants to go back and she wants to take shorter shifts or maybe only day shifts because she hasn't got someone to look after the baby at night. Well, that's not good enough for some places. And before you know it, she's on one path and he has never got off the path that he was on first.
Okay.
And you can see how it happens. Nobody's being mean. Nobody's being unfair. Nobody's being sexist. I don't say those things don't happen, but it's not mostly about those things.
So
it's mostly about choices.
Yes, of course. But if the woman who goes away goes off work from it to have a baby for biological reasons, as we know, and comes back, the shift rate will have changed maybe in 2 years. I don't know, but she's not going to get paid the old shift rate. She's going to get paid
shift
rate that exists.
In that example, she will continue to earn the same as a man. The question is, will she actually be able to keep going with that? Because what a lot of women do is they change jobs after they have their first child. Like we talked for our coverage, we wrote big articles about this a couple of months ago. We talked to women who said things like that they had qualified for an accountant, and that's not easy. You know, you've got to do a degree, you've got to do exams, and then, you know, decision after decision, you know, when the children come along, she's ending up working as a childminder. She just can't do it. She cannot manage the full-time job. And then she's ended up on a completely different pay. So your woman who goes and has her baby and then comes back to do the shift work, that's fine, she'll get paid the same, but she might not come back. She might not be able to do the shift. She might end up doing something that she's not so qualified for, and she gets paid less.
So is it a case of then not so much a gender pay gap in terms of what the job is, it's just that the job has to... Yeah, like for like, exactly. And the job has to... It changes just because of, I don't know, circumstance that they've made a decision to do.
Yeah, they've made a decision, but it's a constrained decision. You know, it's a decision in the real world, and the real world isn't perfect. So they maybe make that decision because, you know, her husband's work isn't willing to be a bit flexible, because she's not allowed to skip night shifts, she this, that, and the other, you know, a bunch of reasons. And although in the end she would have to say, yes, this is my choice. It's a choice she didn't want to make. It's a waste of her training. It's a waste of her skills. She's earning less. If she breaks up later on in her marriage, and 50% of marriages do end roughly in divorce, she's going to be poorer than she would have been. She'll have less in the way of pensions. Her children will be poor. You know, it's not good for anyone. She's paying less into her own pension. She's likely to be poor when she's old. She costs more in welfare. You know, it's not just, oh, well, she made a choice. Ha ha. You know, that's fine.
Yeah. Helen, look, thank you for talking to us. International editor at The Economist. The news today, the gender pay gap, of course, is always in the news, but it's specifically in the news today. It's no longer narrowing in Western countries is the gist of it. But what do you think? You can get in touch with the programme. Of course you can. You always can with whatever you think. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You can call a number as well. It's 03444991000. If you call today, Rudd will be answering the telephones. You can speak to Rudd, and he's a bisexual. So, you know,
irrelevant.
Well, I don't know. Does he get paid different depending on what day he's swinging that way? I don't know how it works. We'll ask.
You just said it's so ignorant and stupid. Can we please just go to an advert break?
I mean, that's right. And I am ignorant and stupid. And I'm happy to be so.
Adverts.
Okay, some adverts.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
School, homework, teachers. I'd rather be playing footy with my mates. I didn't think I was going to finish high school anyway. To be honest, I felt embarrassed because everyone else was doing well in class. Then a friend told me about Kit McGrath English and Maths Tutoring. Homework and exams don't freak me out anymore. I'm catching up now, and I know my Kit McGrath tutor is always there to keep me on track. It's a good feeling. KitMcGrath.co.uk. Book a free assessment today.
Get ready for the UK's largest builders merchant show, Jewson Live. With over 180 exhibitors, a chance to see and try the latest products, talks from the big names in the industry, and exclusive on-the-day deals. And if all that isn't enough to entice you, it's free entry, free parking, and a free lunch. Jewson Live, December the 14th at the NEC Birmingham. Find out all the info and sign up now at live.jewson.co.uk.
Mummy was supposed to be buying us a panda today, which I was very excited about. But she just phoned to say she got a Teepo instead, because it's bigger. I don't know how big a Teepo is, but it better be fluffy.
For a limited time only in the Fiat Festival of Seasonal Savings, get up to £3,000 off the list price of the spacious Fiat Teepo, the family-friendly Punto, and the small but capable Panda. Saving varies between £800 and £3,000. Vehicles ordered and registered between the 1st of October and the 31st of December 2017. For full T's and C's, visit fiat.co.uk.
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced, most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Through Worcestershire, the northbound side of the M5, a lane closed for a breakdown between 5 at Droitwich and 4A for the M42, not held by the ongoing roadworks. Through Derbyshire, northbound M1 queuing, that follows an accident around 29 at Chesterfield for the A617. Queue starts around 28 for the A38 and the Ulverton turn. And staying with the M1, this time through Leicestershire on the southbound side, long queues that follow emergency repairs between 19 at the Catthorpe interchange down towards Junction 18 at Rugby, with queues back towards Lutterworth at Junction 20. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Currys BC World colleagues like Ahmed try out our products to give you the best advice.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Now, check my stats on the Apple Watch. Exercise time, 17 minutes.
Call that a run, Dad.
Look, I burnt 200 calories.
Wow.
Achieved an altitude of 2 metres.
Yep, you ran up the front steps.
It all counts.
Our colleagues can give you tried and tested advice and up to £250 off a new Apple product when you trade in your old tech. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Terms apply. See currys.co.uk for more details.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome along. It is Talk Radio. Yes, it's the afternoons. And you know what we like to do on a Friday, which is what this is, by the way. I don't know if you've got the Friday feeling. I have. Mine's a hangover because of these student radio awards last
night. I think the hangover's yet to come.
I mean, you think? Really? I do feel a bit... I mean... I'm a little bit hungover. I'm going to be brutally honest about it. I'm not going to disguise it. I'm saying I went to an industry event at which I was a judge. I was on a judge's table with many, many big names from the industry, Cornelius. Ashley Tabor.
Who cares? What, on your table?
Table next door.
Yeah, he's on a better table, clear.
He was, yeah.
Richard Park? No one knows who these people are, so let's move on.
Well, they're the heads of Global Radio.
Yes, no one
cares.
Who
own a lot of radio stations like LBC. And
yes, no one cares.
Right.
Let's do the end of week quiz.
Okay. Looking back over my shoulder. He's right, it's the end of the week quiz. This is where we look back over the shoulder of the week and figure out what happened next from a series of clips from the last 5 days on the programme. Playing today is Henry in Leamington. Hello, Henry.
Hello, John.
How are you, Henry?
I'm good. I'm hungover as well.
Good. Thank goodness for that. Were you at the Student Radio Awards? Or what was your...
I was at the Student Radio Awards as well.
Oh, that explains quite a lot. All right, fine. Did you win anything, Henry?
No, we didn't, which is why it was an early night.
All right, such a radio geek. Just ringing in. Fine. Anyway, Henry, you obviously, as a radio geek, you've been listening avidly, I imagine, to every single moment of this week's shows between 1 and 4 in the afternoon on Talk Radio.
And I've done my best.
Yeah, barely turned it off, I imagine. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, look, what's going to happen, Henry, is that we're going to get a series of clips. You've got to tell us what happened next from those clips. Are you ready to play, Henry?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question number one, Henry. On Monday, after it emerged that Her Majesty the Queen of the Elizabeth II of the Windsor II was embroiled in the Paradise Papers tax scandal, we sang the fewer known 17th and 18th verses of the national anthem.
God save our gracious Queen. Lots of money offshore. God save our Queen. Sod all of the nurses, they can go to food banks. She's just like
what? Henry, is she like A, Jimmy Carr, B, a reverse Robin Hood, or C, the devil himself or herself, or non-specific them gender so. Devil, depending how the devil wants to identify?
I'm going to go with C.
The devil, him or herself or her. Let's find out.
She's just like Jimmy Carr.
Oh, you're wrong.
That's really bad.
Oh, terrible, Henry. That's no points for you. Cornelius is keeping score, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's no points for that one. Just
right. Thanks,
that.
Yeah.
Right then, no. Question number two, Henry. On Tuesday, to celebrate the release of the new Paddington film and also the Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio on Sunday afternoons because of some commercial sponsorship deal that's happened.
Yeah, it's a good show, though.
I'm not saying it isn't. We read from the audiobook... Paddington visits Brexit Britain.
Dear Aunt Lucy, I hope all is treating you well at the Home for Retired Bears. I have finally arrived here in London, but I must say, times have been tough. I had to stay for a few months in the jungle in Calais. It's quite different to the jungles in darkest Peru. The toughest time was when I was held at knife point, and I had to hand over my marmalade sandwich I had in my hat.
In a hat. Right, so how did Paddington escape the Calais jungle, Henry in Leamington? Was it A, clinging to the underside of the Eurostar? Is that what Paddington did? Sort of gluing himself on with marmalade. Did he come over to this country in a truck full of stuffed toys? Or did he disguise himself as Nigel Farage? Which of those was it?
I'm going to say a truck full of stuffed toys.
Let's find out, Henry.
Fortunately, I managed to escape the jungle after stowing away in a lorry full of stuffed toys.
He's right! Yay! Very good, Henry. Very good. All right, Cornelius, you should keep your score.
Yeah, it's one.
You got it, yeah. Here's the final question, Henry. On Wednesday, you would have heard a brand new advert, the brand new advert that everyone is talking about. It's the radio advert for Priti Patel Holidays.
And with Priti Patel Holidays, you'll have the time of your life. Yes, come to Israel, where the sea is clear, the sky is blue, and the territories are occupied. And with a Priti Patel holiday, there's so much to do. Unauthorized meetings with foreign ministers, secret chats with party political leaders, and amazing nightlife, such as going for dinner with Benjamin Netanyahu.
There it is. There's the advert for Priti... Pretty Patel holidays that we ran earlier this week. However, what did the advert say you got free when you booked with them? Was it A, an upgrade from a standard room to the Prime Minister of Israel's office? Was it B, a hotel that you booked into, but then when you got in the room, you found it was occupied by Israeli forces? Or C, was it a flight home from Uganda?
I'm going to say a flight home from Uganda.
Let's find out.
Book now and we can promise you a free return flight back from another trip to Uganda.
Yes!
Yes! Prime Minister Theresa May forces you to come home early to answer questions about it all.
There you go. Good work, Henry. Let's go to Cornelius.
Nice work, Henry. You've scored two.
No,
congratulations.
No, again.
No, because we're running really over, aren't we?
No. You need to... Look, when people give scores in quiz situations, you need to build it up a bit. You need to add a bit of drama. Right, we have no listeners. We need to make this like Millionaire or whatever that programme was where people watched it. Build it, drama it up. You can't just go, he's got two.
But everyone knows he's got two.
It doesn't matter.
Two.
Build the drama up.
Okay.
Okay, you've got to build the drama up, right? You can't...
Drum roll or anything?
No. I've got a drone.
Yeah, try that.
Now build it up. Henry in Leamington has scored points.
Two.
But no, you've done it again. Right, the point of this is you have to build it up. That's the you can't
I thought
just
we did with the drone.
No. No.
But we're running over.
No, I'm supposed to put the No.
You're droning on, mate.
Shut up.
I'm desperate to hear these news headlines.
Shut your face. Build it up a bit. Like, poor Henry's there. Doesn't know how many he got.
I have no idea.
See?
Shut up.
So he doesn't know. So you've got to drama it up, Con. You've got to make this into... Look, other radio stations are available. When Steve Wright is on in the afternoon on Radio 2, right, he's got loads of listeners. He's got 5 million listeners. We've got 5 listeners, right? In order to do it, he kind of builds stuff. You know what I mean? It's like a drama. It's like events. Okay, he's been doing it for 20, 30 years. He did the same thing on Radio 1. It's exactly the same. But it doesn't matter. People like it. No one likes this. Not least the management. So what we've got to do is kind of build it into a dramatic game show sort of vibe. To get, you're right with this, Henry. You're right with this, right?
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Okay, fine. Listen to that management. He's having a good time. He's a listener. All right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go on,
Henry.
Yeah.
You scored two.
You got two.
Yeah.
Henry got two.
What was that?
Drama.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
In the next bit of the programme, we'll be talking films for the weekend as we drag the work experience in here to review films for the weekend. Stuart, he's doing buttons today. Press a button and get us into the news with Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Uber has lost its appeal over whether its employees should have basic employment rights. The private hire app says it will again appeal the ruling, which could affect how it pays thousands of drivers in Britain. Sky's Sarah Hadjibegeri has more.
Now, in October last year, an employment tribunal found that they should be classed as workers and therefore they should get the basic rights like minimum wage, holiday pay and sick pay. But Uber has challenged that. But again, today, an appeal tribunal has found once again that they should be classed as workers.
The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has given the UK just 2 weeks to clarify how it'll settle its divorce bill. Michel Barnier says sufficient progress has still not been made, meaning the second phase of talks can't get started. 150 children a day were turned away from NHS Children's Mental Health Services in the last 2 years. The figures were obtained by the NSPCC following Freedom of Information requests to trusts in England. Lupita Nyong'o has criticised Grazia magazine for digitally altering her hair on its front cover. The Star Wars actress has accused it of making the change to fit a more Eurocentric notion of beauty. The magazine has apologised. And a children's nightlight has sold out within hours of appearing in the new John Lewis Christmas ad, but many of the lights have already appeared on auction websites at inflated prices. The weather bright and breezy this afternoon with some scattered showers in northern areas, highs of 13 degrees. There's more news in 24 minutes.
Out of interest, Victoria.
Yes, John.
What would you have under your bed? Because the monster in the John Lewis advert is under a bed, right? I think that's scary for kids. I have children. My 7-year-old specifically worries about stuff, you know, in the wardrobe or under the bed. Monster stuff, you know, as kids do. And I, you know, so I don't know that it's very good for children, this advert. I think it's a little bit scary. I preferred the one with the bouncing dog on the trampoline.
Oh, yeah, the dog was cute.
I didn't mind the one where the child cut off Gwyneth Paltrow's head and put it in a box and then given
that
it to the parent. It did. I mean, it was like copied 7, didn't they? With Kevin Spacey's in that, so we can't talk about that anymore. But, you know, I worry about the monster under the bed. What's your thought, Victoria? I'd like to get your thought on that.
I mean, you're asking me different questions. You're like, what do you have under your bed?
What's under your bed?
A rambling man.
Rambling, hungover man.
I am hungover.
Who's got no clear thought process
today. And that's fair.
That's my thought.
That's fair. I've still conducted fairly high-level interviews in the last hour or so.
I mean, high-level.
I don't know how you
right
got through that equal pay day one.
I did it
very good.
I thought I did it very well. Because I'm a professional.
Are you?
Yeah. What's under your bed?
I have a divan bed.
Oh,
so
show
that...
off. Someone gets paid too much?
What's that?
No, it's secondhand. Oh. Because I don't get paid enough.
You sleep in a bed where someone else has done it.
Well, you don't know.
Oh,
John. You're so
You'd know this man is almost 50, would you? Anyway, I've got drawers in the base of the divan.
Have you?
And they have towels and bedding in there.
There you go.
See, I have a van bed, which is a bed, like a race car bed, but a van.
Yeah,
but
you live at home with your parents and you've got a tiny child's room.
I don't live at home with my parents.
With Airfix models hanging from the ceilings on bits of con.
I don't live at home with my parents.
I literally do.
No, I don't.
Literally
I
does.
Don't.
Does.
No, he lives with Ginger Dave.
Ginger producer Dave.
Who is his dad. So,
oh.
And that's how he got the job.
That explains
it's
a lot.
Nepotism. So that's how it is.
And how did Dave get the job, John?
I'm his dad. I'm Cornelius's granddad.
You look old enough to be
Thanks,
today.
Thanks, mate.
Actually, Cornelius said you were my dad yesterday.
What?
Did I?
I said this to you.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
What? Did he?
I think he's trying to produce and get me to stop
talking
about this.
Yeah, we've literally skipped a whole section now. Throw that bit of the show out the window, shall we?
Yes.
So hang on, time.
It's time I'll explain during the ad break.
Fine. Here's an ad break on Talk Radio.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Every weekday morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs Opinion That's Never Low Profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now.
Darling, haven't we got your parents again for Christmas?
Don't worry, love. We've upgraded to Sky Q.
So we can record 6 of our favourite shows.
While Mum and Dad watch a 7th.
Perfect. But what about the kids?
Well, we've now got Sky Q boxes around the house.
So they can watch their shows in any room.
And we got it all for £12 extra a month.
Ah, the magic of Christmas.
New to Sky. TV bundles start from £20 a month. Search Sky Q.
Subject to status, upfront payment may be required, 18-month term. Sky Q, 2 TV kit loaned at no cost, £65. Setup terms apply.
It's tool time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 2 for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in store for even more deals. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures. Wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems westbound on the M180 at the moment through South Yorkshire. Lane closed on the entry slip road due to a breakdown at junction 1 for Thorn on the A18 turn. Worcestershire, northbound M5, a breakdown closes one lane between 5 at Droitwich and 4A for the M42, not held by the roadworks. Inside lane closed there. And the anti-clockwise side of the M60 through Greater Manchester, that queues following a three-vehicle collision between 14 at the M61 and 13 for Worsley, with queues back towards Simister Island. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Currys BC World, colleagues like Ahmed, try out our products to give you the best advice.
Oh, I'm exhausted. Now, check my stats on the Apple Watch. Exercise time, 17 minutes.
Call that a run, Dad.
Look, I burnt 200 calories.
Wow.
Achieved an altitude of 2 metres.
Yep, you ran up the front steps.
It all counts.
Our colleagues can give you tried and tested advice and up to £250 off a new Apple product when you trade in your old tech. At Currys PC World, we help you get it right. Terms apply. See currys.co.uk for more details.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. The sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of our Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a lot going on today in the news, of course. Brexit, apparently. I don't know if you knew this. This is happening today. Breaking news. Brexit can't be reversed. Did you know that?
No. Someone else said, a lord said it could be, John.
No, but the news...
Lord Kerr.
But the news...
First name. No, I won't.
Juan.
No.
Is he Spanish?
No, he's not. Right, we're moving on. I got it. Marta, come on.
Sorry.
You know, you allude to something funny and then you two just go and ruin it. I've never wanted to work with the two mics more.
Hi, Marta. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm very well. Oh, and you?
I'm fine.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, the news. There's a lot going on today in the news, isn't there?
Oh, God.
It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No. It's all to do with the syllables. It's 5, 7, and 5. It's current affairs analysed.
In Japanese poetry, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. This is the news in haikus. Monster edited. Out of new film and into John Lewis advert.
The news in haikus. So here's what we do on a Friday. We invite, ordinarily, I'll be honest with you, the work experience into the office. And And we get them to review. They're in the office. Then we just drag them into the studio to review stuff, right? Today, though, weirdly, we haven't got a work experience, have we? I don't know what's happened there.
No, he's unfortunately ill, but...
Because of the Student Radio Awards last night, by any chance, at the O2 in London?
No, not quite. No, I don't know if he went or not. I have no idea.
I imagine so. But anyway, it's fine because, look what's happened. Marta, who's not even working on the show today, but regular listeners will know, as our occasional assistant producer.
Mostly.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're working on Drive today with Yasmin Khan.
Yes, I think that's going to be a thing now.
Is it?
Yes.
Right, but so it means you're here, so we now can now use you.
Yes.
And again, not pay you anything extra.
Oh, no, no.
Just to do some reviews for us.
Yes, but I'm not, for the record, I'm not making teas.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Well, you do make tea, that's fair.
Not now.
Okay.
But I'm not photocopying anything.
Yeah.
I'm not going to print anything, so I'm
She's
here just
She's above all
to...
this.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
Patatas bravas.
So she's Spanish. She's here. She's been reviewing films for you for the weekend. Now, before we move on to the first one, and I know what it is. It's Paddington 2, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, this is quite complex, isn't it? Right, so... so, who wants to explain Johnny?
I will, because I don't trust you to do it today.
Okay.
Johnny is our celebrity producer. He used to be on the show and doing some paper reviews for us.
I mean, he's awful, isn't he?
No, he's not awful. He's very good at what he does.
What does he do?
He books all the sort of, not all of them, but a lot of the celebrity content. So sometimes
he's obsessed, isn't he, with celebrity. That's fair to say. He likes the Towie. Mm. He likes the Geordie Shore. He is obsessed with flotsam and jetsam of the celebrity world, right? He's just, that's all he cares. He doesn't know about the news.
That's his thing, yeah.
He just loves it. And that's fair enough, and that's fine. So what we thought was funny was to send him to the Paddington 2 interview junket, right, as an interviewer. And the good thing about this was he assumed he'd be interviewing Hugh Bonneville, star of the film. Hugh Grant, star of the film. Paddington, star of the film.
Yes.
No. He thinks Paddington's real.
I know he does. Well. He does. He really does.
Oh, so.
Right. And the joy of this is, we sent him to that saying, could you go and do an interview on our behalf? As a little bit of a joke, because we, instead of any of the celebrities, we sent him to interview the guy responsible for the digital effects. And it's fair to say...
Glenn Pratt of Framestore. Oscar-winning
Framestore.
Animator.
Yeah, who do so many effects
Special
in films.
Special effects as
like
well.
Gravity. I mean, so many films, right, Framestore do, right? I'm really excited by that. I kind of love that stuff. I'd rather talk to him than any of the stars, if it was me. Hmm. I couldn't go to the interview, so Johnny said, I'll go. And we went, right, who do you think you're interviewing? He went, oh, well, it's obviously Hugh Bonneville. No. No, because we'd requested the guy who does the effects, because I'm interested in that. So Johnny, who has no idea what he's doing, unless it's someone from Towie or a major celebrity, to interview the guy who does the effects for Paddington 2.
You're listening to Johnny Seifer on Talk Radio, and I'm delighted to be joined by Oscar winner Glenn Pratt, the man who brought the amazing special effects to Paddington 2. How are you, Glenn?
I'm good.
Now, I saw Paddington 2 this morning, and it was incredible, and it was all down to your effects. So let's start with Paddington Bear as the bear. How did you create that? Did you go to the zoo and watch bears and see how they got their mannerisms?
From Ben's performance.
And what do you think those characteristics were that you're looking in a bear to bring to life?
Furry cuddliness.
And my favourite scene of the whole film was the pop-up book and how you brought that alive. How did you create that? Because it was very intricate, bringing little bits out. And it's kind of what you did on Beauty and the Beast as well, towards the end, when you kind of had the big reveal of, like, the mug, for example, becoming a person.
A lot of time.
Did you ever think, look, shot. Let's just give up on that? Like, great idea.
No, we not at all.
And when you're, you know, getting the crew ready, are you looking from the bear's perspective to the actors, or are you looking at it from the actor's perspective back to the bear?
Sorry, say that again.
So when you're kind of creating your storylines and, you know, you're starting to animate it, are you thinking of it as the point of view from the bear or point of view from the actors to kind of create that landscape?
The point of view of the bear.
Was there any conflict ever of, you know, the production side is let's do this on this scale, but actually, can we actually make that happen?
Occasionally.
And finally, Paddington Bear obviously loves the marmalade sandwich. What would your ultimate sandwich be?
Probably a cheese sandwich.
Oh, well, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you so much, Glenn, for talking to me. Johnny C for At Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Paddington 2 is out in the cinemas from today.
I mean, insightful, wasn't it, that, as far as I can see? That was. I'm glad we sent him to do that. But the review of the film Paddington 2, of course, comes from Marta. Marta, what did you make of it?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. I've got to say, Paddington 2 is out today. But some of us were lucky enough to go to screening last week. First of all, I can confirm the film's about a bear and not a train station.
Yes.
Just for the people out there who might be confused. Cause
is it a bear or is it a chimpanzee? Because some people aren't clear as to whether or not Paddington is a bear. He's called Paddington.
I mean, we can write the next hour off, can't we?
But it's not a train station.
No.
Right?
It's a bear.
It's a bear. He's not a bear. He's not even called Bear. He's called Paddington.
He's called
not a train station.
Exactly. And he's, let's be confusing.
He's not a chimpanzee.
Not a chimpanzee. Different not.
Like from BJ and the Bear, the 70s / early 80s.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that.
Children's television programme where there is a bear. There's a chimpanzee called Bear, but he's not a bear.
Or a train station.
Or a train station. He's a chimpanzee.
It is a chimpanzee.
Whereas in this case,
there are no chimpanzees.
Is this really
inside
how we're going to talk about Paddington 2?
He's a bear.
Probably the best film of the year. We're going to do this.
He's
okay.
A bear.
We're going to do it justice.
Yeah.
It's a really good film. So whether you've seen Paddington, the first one, or not, it doesn't really matter, because at the beginning of Paddington 2, they do like a little bit of a recap. So if you've not seen the first one, don't worry, you can still go and see this one. So Paddington, he comes from darkest.
This is Paddington 2, Tokyo Drift.
No, it's just Paddington 2. I don't know how to react to that.
Okay, fine.
So I'll just carry
on. Loved the first one. I will love this one more.
You will absolutely love this one. Right. So it's more of the same in the sense that Paddington's in London, living with his family. And the point of this film is like, it's Aunt Lucy's birthday. What are we going to get her? And Aunt Lucy's her dream has always been to come to London, but we find at the beginning of this film that she could never make it because that's...
She's too old.
Yeah.
She's too old, but
she's living in the home for retired bears.
She is, but when she was about to move to London many, many years ago, that's when she found Paddington, so she decided to stay in Peru to raise him.
I see.
And then he was sent to London, so he's like, oh, what shall I get her, her dreams to come to London? So he finds this pop-up book at this antique store, and he's like, okay, so I'm going to buy this book. But this book is like something like £2,000. It's very expensive.
Is it in Mr. Gruber's antique shop? Because Gruber is, of course, the...
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
So he needs to get a job.
Okay.
Too. And he starts, as a window cleaner. He also works at a barbershop, which brings a load of comedy scenes to the...
Well, that's just migrants taking British people's jobs, isn't it? That is.
Oh, yeah, but that's our thing.
He's from other countries. Another country. He's coming here.
Hmm.
And I don't suppose he's even got qualifications or a license to clean windows.
Oh, no, absolutely
and
not.
And so he's just come here and he's taken a British bear's job.
Yes.
When it comes to cleaning windows. And I think that's offensive, and also I object to it, because I don't think he's even got the right papers to be in this country.
Well, he doesn't need papers, he's a bear.
Yeah, well, again, you see, that is flouting.
A bear probably does need papers, I'd say.
I'd say more so than a human.
Yeah.
Not in this fictional world.
Yeah,
that we're talking about.
You would say that, Marta, because you live in a migrant fictional world, don't you? Because you're foreign, and you're here taking a British producer's job.
All right.
Over here.
That's a bit harsh.
Come over here.
John, just take a step back. Take a step back and just imagine listening to yourself right now.
I sound like Julia Hartley Brewer, don't
no,
I?
No, you don't.
I sound like her now. I apologise. Yeah. Should we have a clip of Paddington?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
here we go.
The trailer.
Mr. Gruber. Oh, what's this?
Ah. This is London.
It's wonderful. Aunt Lucy always dreamed of coming to London. If she saw this, it would be like she were finally here.
Aunt Lucy!
Oh, Paddington.
This is perfect. I've had a brilliant idea. I'm going to get a job and buy that book for Aunt Lucy's birthday. Hello, window cleaner.
Ow.
And there's a clip from Paddington, the migrant bear who's taken British bears' jobs.
Yes.
Which is fair to say, isn't it?
What British bears are there?
Well, there's...
Also, Paddington's...
Grills.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh, Cheryl Cole's son.
There, thank you. Exactly.
Something.
Yeah, and here you come over trying to be Cheryl Cole's son, don't you? Marta.
Well, why not?
Yeah, yeah.
I can identify as whatever I want.
Unbelievable. Coming over here, trying to be Cheryl Colson.
If I want to identify as a baby bear, I can do so.
Taking the jobs.
Anyway, Paddington.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really good. So basically, yeah. This book, someone steals it, and Paddington gets framed for the robbery.
Yeah.
So it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
He goes to prison.
Is that like spoiler?
No, that's fine.
Does it then turn into Scum, like the adult film Scum, where Paddington takes someone out with a sock full of snooker balls?
He becomes friends with a prison chef.
Right.
Does he get attacked
in the showers?
No.
No, John.
Well, I don't know the plot of the film. I haven't seen it.
Well, I'm explaining it.
Okay,
I'm just wondering whether it
goes a bit adult or
not. No, it doesn't. Obviously, it doesn't.
It's a very friendly prison.
Would have made the reviews so far.
What, the Paddington?
Idiot.
In an 18 version of Paddington in prison.
Yeah.
Paddington gets attacked in the showers and then shivs somebody with a sharpened marmalade sandwich.
Obviously.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Okay, what are you talking about next, Marta?
I'm not talking about anything else next, because we don't have time.
Oh, don't we?
No.
But I want to add...
just give us some things that are on telly.
Mr Bean's on this weekend.
Mr Bean's on telly tomorrow. ITV2, 3:40 p.m.
Yeah.
1997 film, comedy.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
One of the first comedies I ever watched as a child.
Oh, that's good, though, isn't it? Because it's language-less.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I understood it. Actually, fun fact... In Catalonia, on public Catalan television.
Yeah, is that still a thing now, following the...
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Right.
But for many, many years, every Saturday and Sunday after lunchtime, they would play Mr Bean episodes, and they wouldn't dub them, because you wouldn't need to. So
exactly,
it shows
silent.
How good humour and good comedy is international.
What's the best Mr Bean episode in the pantheon of the Mr Bean sitcom, would you say? I've got one, so I just wonder what yours is.
Oops. Oh, I've got so many favourite moments, like the one with the Christmas turkey.
Yes, good.
The one in which his car gets crashed by a tank.
Yes.
That made me cry.
Really?
Yeah, when that...
The one where he got changed on the beach in front of a blind man.
Yes, that one's really
didn't
good
know
as well.
He awkward changing scenario, didn't realise the guy was blind. That was funny.
That was pretty funny.
That sounds funny.
All the humour.
Okay.
Thank you, Martha.
And it translates internationally.
Exactly.
Even for people coming over here like you, taking British jobs.
Yes, and laughing at your comedy. Yeah.
Thank you, Marta.
Thank you.
For reviewing.
When you come over here and laughed at John's comedy, you weren't replacing anyone, don't worry.
No one's ever done that.
No, that's fine. It wasn't even true anyway.
Done that. All right. Thank you, Marta, there, reviewing films for you for the weekend. In the next bit of the programme, there's the big debate, of course, after 3 o'clock. Then we will have live music on the show as we've dragged a busker in from the streets. And that busker will be performing live in our session studio. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
That moment when you're listening to your friend and checking your phone, then suddenly have no idea what they're talking about. Or that moment when you're using the camera to check your hair and walk into a lamppost. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Moneyfacts Award 2015 to 2017.
Tomorrow, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh, yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun tomorrow.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st. Subject to status, you will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a 6x6 foot lap fence panel for only £10.99 ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 12th of November. Don't miss Selco's Deal of the Week. Yay! Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming
up. Talk Radio.
Uber has lost an appeal but says it will carry on fighting over the status of its drivers. The tribunal has backed a previous ruling which found they should have worker status. Jason Moyer-Lee is from one of the unions that has backed the drivers.
To appeal, we say, is shameful. They've already lost twice. They should be focusing on figuring out how to give drivers the minimum wage and holidays and pension contributions they're entitled to rather than continuing to fight us in the courts.
A sixth round of Brexit talks have concluded in Brussels, but still no announcements have been made or decisions reached. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, says these optimistic discussions can move on to future relationships in December. And he says there's no reason why everything should have been set in stone by now.
Six rounds is hardly anything. I mean, we'll hopefully be having a seventh round soon. Now, of course, we're not at the stage of settling everything and the nitty-gritty, but we want sincere progress.
An aircraft has crash-landed at Belfast International Airport. The Flybe Payne took off from the same airport just after 11 this morning, bound for Inverness. It then burned off fuel in a holding pattern before making an emergency landing with its nose unsupported. A special task force has been set up to deal with sexual abuse cases in Los Angeles. Specially trained lawyers will look into growing numbers of cases in the film industry. It comes as the premiere for Louis C.K.'s new movie in New York has been cancelled. Out of five women accused him of sexual offences, he hasn't responded to the allegations. And Judy Murray has collected an OBE in joke that she tried to put the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge off any plans to make Prince George the next Andy Murray. The tennis coach and mother to the former world number one has been presented with the medal in recognition of her services to tennis, women in sport and charity.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there. What did you say about a nose? I missed the nose.
It's the plane's nose. It was unsupported when it landed.
Was it?
Yeah. It's not meant to be. There was a crash landing.
Right, but everyone's fine, right?
Everyone's fine.
That's the good news, yeah. Yeah. But how is a nose support... I mean, how do you...
John, yeah. I don't know how aircraft work. I just know that the nose in this instance wasn't supported.
Right. Yeah, but they're not supported.
Stop asking me questions.
Okay, fine. There's Victoria with the news that she didn't really understand it when you go any deeper than just the words.
Yeah, stop asking me.
Okay, and now here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
She doesn't understand really either, but she just reads it out. She got it off the Met Office.
Get off the Met website. That would be a crimey weather. And that was not good. Bright and breezy with some scattered showers in the north. Highs are 13
a
degrees.
Crimey weather.
Yeah, well, you said the Met at first, as in, I think, Met Police.
Yeah, the Meteorological Police.
Metropolitan.
Yeah, that's right.
Move on.
All right, here's
Pete Abbott
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
I'm Pete Abbott. England manager Gareth Southgate says he has no regrets about choosing two particularly tough opponents for friendlies given the state of his squad. Seven players withdrew for tonight's game against world champions Germany and Tuesday's meeting against Brazil. As a result, Jordan Pickford, Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Tammy Abraham are all expected to make their full England debuts at Wembley. Elsewhere this evening, Wales are in Paris to take on France. England's cricketers look to be closing in on a win in their latest warm-up match ahead of the Ashes. They reduced to Cricket Australia 11 to 70 for 7 at close of play on day 3 after setting them 268 for victory in Adelaide. Seamers Chris Wokes, Craig Overton and Jimmy Anderson all chipped in with wickets. Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has set the fastest time in first practice ahead of this weekend's Brazilian Grand Prix. His Mercedes teammate Valtteri Bottas for second, and Sir Mo Farah has been retained on British Athletics world class programme for next season, opening up the possibility that he could represent Team GB at the 2020 Olympics. The four-time Olympic champion switched to road racing after retiring from the track in the summer. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
Okay, here we go. Good afternoon to you. Into the final hour of your afternoon fun. News-led entertainment for the discerning. On Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come then, here's what's happening. Music, that's what. Probably in the last half an hour. It's where we've gone outside, as we do on a Friday, and dragged a busker in from the streets. They will be performing for you to serenade you into the weekend. There is Victoria's bonus news on the way as well. And a man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
Hello there. But he won't be in the lift for any, you know, any old reason. He's going to be in the lift because he has in his mortal hands all of the hates, the haters, the nasty abuse we get from texters, from tweeters, from whatever it might be on social media. We don't block it. We don't report it. We don't erase it. We don't do any of those things. We take it. We give it a con. He reads it all out loud from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It is a feature we call condescending. That is on the way at around 20 past three. But now it is time for the big debate. So the papers today then, full of Brexit, aren't they? Of course, if you look at any of the front pages, a lot of Brexit stuff going on. It's almost like the papers have got a bit bored with the whole cabinet reshuffle thing and just fallen back on, you know, the default position of Brexit. Theresa May, she is the Prime Minister for the time being. She has told British business, really. They've been talking about Brexit, and she has been told by British business to sort a deal fast. That appears to be the news. I mean, that was like the news like a year ago, but anyway. For her part, though, she has dared those who defy Brexit to defy her. That is what she said today. But also, and funnier, of course, on the front pages, and much more interesting, is that Gary Lineker is named as the latest tax dodger in the Paradise Papers. Gary Lineker. His particular paradise, it turns out, is Barbados. And the papers appear to pertain to a villa or some such that Gary Lineker has not paid tax on.
He has denied this,
though. He has denied the claims. Although, given the other stories about Gary Lineker that for some reason the papers haven't done yet, I think this one's kind of very much the bottom of the iceberg, if I'm honest. I mean, I can't elaborate for legal reasons, as you know, according to, because you know the stories, but I can't say them on the...
I've heard stuff. Yeah, yeah. No well, idea whether it's
I don't
true
know,
or
I'm
not.
Throwing the towel in on that, is what I'm doing. Anyway, on the line now is, let's have a look. It's a listener, Talk Radio listener's called in because he heard me say the word towel. Joaquin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's pronounced Joaquin, John.
Waha.
Yeah, Joaquin.
Waha.
Yeah.
Waha.
You know what? Now I can see why Con's getting so aggravated today.
That's right. So, tell me about... Now, this is interesting, isn't it? You heard me say the word towel, and you don't like towels. You think towels as... And let me be clear. Is it towels or toweling that should be banned?
It's towels.
Okay.
Towels themselves,
right.
I think.
Physically towels. All right, fine. Okay, tell
physically.
Me why. Tell me why.
Joaquin. Okay. My problem with towels
yes.
is that I find them constrictive and I find them unnecessary and I find them, frankly, repressive.
Right. In what possible way? I mean, a towel is, what is it, really? It's like a drying object. It's like a rectangle, I guess, that's made of towel. And it's offensive, isn't it, really? I mean, what's your problem with them?
My problem with towels is that it's our natural state to air dry. I don't understand why we need to dab ourselves and cover ourselves up with towels.
Yeah.
Why do we need to protect ourselves from nature? I find them offensive because, really, they're just cutting ourselves off from nature, aren't they?
I suppose you're right. I mean, in the end of the day, right, a towel is, what is it? It's synthetic fur, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
And would you propose that to dry yourself on, I don't know, an animal. I mean, if an animal was to walk past you and you were wet from an incident, would you grab the animal and happily rub it against yourself to dry yourself off? Or not?
I would, actually. Yeah, I would. And the reason why, as well, is that I feel like that's still being close to nature. I feel that's embracing nature.
Yeah.
That's still, you know, I can air dry and also give a cuddle to my pet dog, Alfred,
right.
and dry off.
Alfred. Alfred. Stay on the line. Wow. Because I want to ring in Bubba. Good afternoon, Bubba.
Good afternoon, Jonathan.
Thank you very much for calling in. Now, you've heard what Wine has to say about towels. Doesn't like them. Would rather dry himself or herself, however, Wine wants to identify, on an animal. What do you make of this?
Oh, no, I love a good towel, Jonathan. Let me tell you, I'm a gentleman of substantial girth, Jonathan. So I find trousers too restrictive.
Right.
And I find shorts too tight.
Tight.
And I find jumpers okay on the thighs, but less so on the calves.
Right.
But if I can just wrap a lovely soft towel around
yes.
my waist.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But would you, as Wine would suggest, would you wrap an animal around your waist? I mean, you wouldn't do that.
The only animal I would have around my waist is a blow-up swan or duck to assist me when I'm in the pool.
All right, well, hang on, stay there. Wow, come back on that, because what Bubba is saying is that he'd wrap a swan around his waist.
It's Joaquin, and you know what? I'm not surprised, because it's like, I think he is just as ignorant and stupid as other people. Now, I think that's perverse.
Hold on a minute, Wario, if that is your real name. I've come here to defend towels, not to trade barbs with a dog rubber.
Hey, listen.
Self-confessed dog rubber or that.
Hey, better to rub a dog than to wrap a swan.
Would you rub a duck? That's the question. That's the real question here. Is it, would you, Bubba, would you rubber duck?
Bubba rubber duck.
I mean, that's
I think that answers
that's the real question. isn't it, really? I mean, what do you...
I knew we couldn't do this today.
What do you make, Bubba, of the... You remember the scandal when it was found that towels were made of horse meat. Do you remember that a couple of years ago?
Oh, you couldn't buy a towel, could you? Listen, every good thing has a bad thing associated with it. I don't think we should be focusing on that one time that the towel was found to be made of horse meat. That was an accident. You know,
well, that's exactly the problem, isn't it?
Good.
That's exactly the problem. It's people like you, you and your towel lobbies, wanted to hide the truth from the common man. That, in fact, towels are evil. They're entirely unnecessary to our lives. And we should just burn them. Better yet, turn them into sails and make them into wind farms.
Should
listen, Wally. I think you're probably the kind of you know person who would complain about Brexit. Well, I've got a towel. I can dab up your tears if you're crying over it so much.
My name is Wacky Bubba. Would you like a Bubba to come along and dab your tears with a towel made of horse meat? For example, just for use one example of meat from an animal.
I would like Bubba to take his towel, go and ride a horse, and ride it straight off the shortest pier he can find.
Right, is that a horse made of toweling? Is that a toweling horse?
God, it's like something of my nightmares. God, it's like Stranger Things or something. You're fall asleep and you're just getting chased by a towel-made horse.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, all right, okay, how many towels? Yes or no?
Joaquin, no.
Bubba?
Bubba, yes.
Well, there we are. Because that's an opposing point of view, isn't it? And that's the sort of point that we're making. What do you make of the... I mean, would you... Okay, this is a government statistic here. How many people do you think have died as a direct result of towels in the last 10 years? How many people do you think that is?
Some.
So you say some. I'll tell you how many. It's none. And that's still too many, isn't it, though, Bubba?
Oh, well, I think, you know, we should keep it at less than zero. I think people should be born of towels.
Fewer.
Towel people.
Yeah. What, you want people? You're calling for people to be made of towels?
Yes. Yes, it's far better than being made of flesh.
Because it's soft.
Which
it's soft.
Provably weak.
Right.
If people get wet, we just throw them in the dryer.
Right. What about the X Factor presenter Simon Towel?
Oh, Sign Man, soft. Lovely.
Let's sum up the debate in probably a word. Oh, Bubba.
Pestamel.
Thank you. Wah, wah.
Hungover.
Thank you very much indeed. and there we are. Do we need towels? I mean, that's the question we're asking. We've got toweling, we've got towels. Do we need them, in this day and age? It's 2017, it's post-Brexit Britain, we've got Turner and Hooch. Why do we need towels? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, you're listening to Talk Radio, and that's the big debate.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Listen to Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4 and get current affairs conversation that puts you in the driver's seat. It's the high-performance drive-time show that always goes the extra mile. Yasmin Khan, this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
Bold black alloy wheels, sleek gloss black grille, mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of December 2017. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Tomorrow, your copy of The Sun could feel heavier than usual.
Oh, yeah?
In some cases, £50 heavier. But don't worry about putting your back out. We're giving away free cash.
Woohoo!
Look in the paper and you could find a real fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a £50 note.
Cha-ching!
Don't miss out. Pick up your copy of The Sun tomorrow.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Christmas ready for takeoff. At Argos, you can get 3 for 2 on selected Christmas decorations with over 450 lines to choose from. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100 or more. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Offers end 14th of November. Voucher offer excludes gift card purchases.
Why shop at TK Maxx? Well, funny you should ask, because every day this November there are big brand flash events in store and online. So there are even more gorgeous accessories, designer clothes and...
Gadzooks! Those shoes were made for me!
Shoes. So glad you asked. TK Maxx big brand flash events. Bargains that won't hang around.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Warwickshire on the M42 northbound, there's a lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident between 3A for the M40 and Junction 4 for Shirley and Dorridge. Broken down vehicles are causing problems on the motorways. The M1 northbound in Derbyshire, there's a lane closed between Junction 30 for Worksop and 31 for Sheffield. And South Yorkshire, M180 westbound, there's a lane closed on the entry slip road, again due to a broken down vehicle at Junction 1 for Thorn, though traffic is coping well. I'm Paul Jenkins.
You are the maestro of the measure, the ice cube counter, and citrus slicer, for you are the tipple technician. And Lidl brings you 1 litre of Fintan's gin for only £14.19. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability, excludes NI.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. Now, there is, of course, much afternoon to bring you. Not that much more from us. We're here about, I think, 40 minutes. But within that, you'll get some live music, because what happens on a Friday around these parts is that we drag buskers in from the streets outside, literally the streets of London, which is, of course, the go-to song for a busker. Let me take you by the hand and lead you downstairs into Talk Radio's session studio. It's not ours, it's Virgin Radio's, our sister station. We've just nicked it for the afternoon. But anyway, it's not like, you know, Panic at the Disco or Noel Gallagher's going to turn up and play on a Friday afternoon, is it? So we might as well use the space. And we're going to do it with a busker. It's what we do on a Friday, serenading you musically into the weekend. That's happening between 3:30 and 4:00. For now, though, Cornelius, who works on the show, I don't know whether you're aware of him, he has gone to the lift here in the building. In a moment, we'll catch up with him, because he's gone there to read out the texts and tweets from the haters, people who despise me, the show, everybody who works on it, whatever it might be. We don't block you, we don't report you, we don't do any of that stuff. We give it to Cornelius, he reads it out from the lift as it travels downwards through the building on a Friday. 5 days worth of hate. It's a feature we call condescending. If you've still got a little bit of time to hate us, here's the number, 8722.
State message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
State message with any word you like, or some abuse.
That's...
And some abuse.
Rod there.
Definitely some abuse.
Who's producing today. Cornelius is in the lift, but while we wait for him to get there, and technically we link up with him, here's what also we do on a Friday. It's Some Request Friday. Now, Rod, you've probably heard Radio 2. You've heard of Radio 2.
I've heard of the radio before.
Yeah. Simon Mayo?
I've heard of Simon Ketchup. Hey!
I don't understand what that means.
It's fine. Continue.
Okay, fine. All right. Anyway, Rudd said some words I didn't understand there. But on Radio 2, Simon Mayo on a Friday brings you All Request Friday, doesn't he? He plays music as people request.
People love music.
People love the music. We can't do that.
Oh, no.
Because we're a talk radio station.
Hence in the name.
So all we can do is bring you, as requests, speeches and talks. It's kind of the equivalent. If we've got it in the archive, we will play it for you. as a request or dedication on a Friday. Here's one that's coming. Hi, John. My friends and I are headed to the airport. This is excellent. To head off to our villa in Barbados for the weekend. Could you please play Ed Miliband's speech from the Labour local election campaign in 2013? We are blasting it out the windows. And that's from Gary in Lineker, who's off to Barbados. So, Gary, yes, of course we can. And, well, for you, as part of Some Request Friday, here it is.
I know what I think the big challenges our country faces are. I just want to talk to you about them this morning. The first big challenge we face is how we ensure that all of us, all families, and not just those at the top, have higher living standards and do better for themselves in the years ahead. Because, you know, our country and our economy used to deliver that almost, and it was almost taken for granted. But actually, if you look ahead at the coming years, you see that actually people's living standards are expected to stagnate in the years ahead. People are going to see the costs of living going up, but their wages flat. And that is a big, big challenge for us. And it's a big challenge that we've got to meet. The second challenge is how we ensure, and there's no more appropriate place to be talking about this, how we ensure the next generation does better than the last. It's something I think we take for granted as a country. The idea that our kids should have better chances than we did.
And there it was. What are you saying, Rod?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Your Courtney thinks Cornelius has gone to the lift. He's left his laptop
he's
in here.
He's such an idiot.
Like, and you've been trying to write messages on his behalf on his Facebook page.
Yeah, but it's so slow, I literally cannot finish writing this message because it was so frustrating to type.
Do you know what, though? He's in the lift. Why is he in the lift? I'll tell you why, Rod.
Why?
Because the haters are going to hate. Oh, yeah, he's in the lift. He's got all of the texts and tweets and the abuse we've got on social media from the haters over the last 5 days. We don't bin it, we don't report it, we don't get rid of it. We just print it out and give it to Con as he goes in the lift. On a Friday, as it travels downwards through the building, he is tasked with reading it out. It's such a good feature that Toby Tarrant on Radio X stole it this week. Cornelius should be the lift. Hi, Cornelius, can you hear me? Cornelius.
Yes, John, hello. Go. Here I am outside the lift. I think I might
outside.
Enter the lift.
Go on, then.
I've changed the radio away from, it was TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs, to this. It's Thames Radio. What a tune. Right, let me press the buttons and we will begin. John, how can you slag off Love Island, saying it's boring and nonsensical, when you do this radio show, says Ian in Stirling?
Yeah.
John, Donald Trump's tweets are both more entertaining and make more sense than this. You should quit. Annoying git. That's coming from a Joe Pasquale fan. John, you slag off Theresa May for paying the DUP £1 billion to keep her job. But I presume you're paying a similar sum to the bosses of Talk Radio, as you are crap, said a anonymous text.
Thank you.
Personally, I reckon this lineup is more suited to someone along the likes of Tommy Boyd or maybe Bob Mills. That was in a radio forum for nerds, and presumably typed in that voice. John, I enjoy listening to you on the radio. I just wish you got rid of the idiot on the other mic and the rest of them. You're strong enough on your own. Yeah. Someone's walked into the lift. Hello, we're live on the radio. What's your name?
Niall.
Niall, what do you do here, Niall?
I work on the sales floor, so I sell the advertising.
Lovely stuff. Can you read out this insult that we got into the show? This one here. This one?
John, I listened to your Virgin Radio breakfast show today. Will there be a podcast of it? Is it 6 minutes too short for that?
Lovely, thank you very much. It's going down, by the way. I don't know the name of the clown who follows Julia's show on Talk Radio, but he must be doing wonders for LBC's ratings. And that's it, yes, so there we go. We're in the basement now. See you, back to you, John.
Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius. With all the abuse, not all of it, to be fair, there's a smattering of hate from the online forums, social media, and so forth. If you hate me, the show, anyone who works on it, Send it over. We won't go to waste. It'll be in the lift. Here's the number, 8722.
Site message with the word
Tor. Tor Radio on Twitter.
Site message with some abuse.
Now, in the next half an hour, as I promised you, there will be live music. We will be going down. Well, I will. You just stay where you are, probably. But I'll be going down to the Virgin Radio session studio that we've nicked for the afternoon. They're our sister station, and why the hell not, eh? And a busker, a musician, a singer-songwriter will be performing for us downstairs to serenade you into the weekend. Plus, Victoria's bonus news on the way. Today we bring you, well, vegetable news. Well, at 3:30, Victoria's got the actual news now. Here it comes.
Talk Radio.
Uber has lost its appeal against a ruling which says its drivers should be entitled to the minimum wage and holiday pay. The company insists they're self-employed and says it will continue its legal battle. One of the drivers who took the case to court, James Farrar, says it's taken 2 years to get to today's decision.
That's very difficult for low-income workers to find the resources to get inside a courtroom to make this argument to win. And, you know, if Uber choose to appeal this, it'll go on for much longer, and I think low-income workers need far better protection than that.
One passenger has been taken to hospital after a Flybe plane made an emergency landing at Belfast International Airport. The flight from Belfast City to Inverness turned back because of a problem with its nose gear. The EU's chief Brexit negotiator has given the UK just a fortnight to clarify how it'll settle its divorce bill. Michel Barnier made the demand in a press conference following the sixth round of negotiations in Brussels. The release of a film directed by and starring US comedian Louis C.K. is in doubt after five women accused him of sexual misconduct. The premiere for I Love You Daddy has been cancelled. And phone and broadband customers are to get automatic payouts totalling £142 million to compensate them for poor service. BT, Sky, TalkTalk and Virgin customers will receive £25 if engineers miss appointments. The weather, heavy rain overnight, strong winds and gales will affect southern coasts. Cold and frosty with some wintry showers over Scotland and lows of 2 degrees. Tomorrow, cloud and rain will clear in the south. Also, it'll be bright and sunny with a few showers continuing across northern Scotland and highs of 13. There's more news in around half an hour.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Victoria, there's more now.
Yes, John.
There is more now because it is time for today's edition of Bonus News. Victoria's Bulletins. I mean, if you listen to this show, you are probably very familiar with the size of Victoria's Bulletins. And I'll be honest with you, they're about 2 minutes. Is that about right?
Yeah,
two?
Yeah.
They used to be three.
It's that's not, true.
And it doesn't... That's not enough time to cover everything off, is it?
Apparently not, no.
No, because you choose the news.
Mm-hmm.
News choose. And you, I was listening to your news there, as you know.
No, you were. You were looking at your phone.
Yeah, I was. But I was intently in the background listening to your news. And there was no news of vegetables.
No.
Or animals. Or minerals.
No.
And that's why we bring you bonus news, because animal, vegetable and mineral is everything else. And that's why today we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
A super spud,
yes,
could hold the key to preventing disease and premature death in developing countries, according to some scientists,
right,
who've created it.
What, a super spud?
A super spud.
What's super about it? Was it bitten by a radioactive potato and it's now taken on the skills and the...
You've got your superheroes wrong here.
Oh.
That Spider-Man was bitten by a...
I'm sorry, I was thinking Spud-A-Man.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, it was only one letter wrong.
Yeah, but you said Super Spud,
yeah,
was bitten by a radioactive potato.
Yes.
Questioning what on earth was he before?
Well, just a potato. But now he's got super potato powers.
I mean, I'm just going to stop this because it's not right and it's annoying.
Oh, I thought it was the right story.
No.
Oh, tell us the actual story then.
So, some scientists have created this potato and it's got more vitamins in it than a standard
potato.
That's what I was going to say.
And it tastes like orange and looks like an orange.
No, that's not true. So apparently a lack of vitamin A is the leading cause of preventable blindness in children, while vitamin E deficiency is linked to conditions associated with damages to nerves, muscles, vision and the immune system.
What's vitamin? Where do the vitamins go up to in the alphabet, by the way? Because I've heard of A, B, C, D.
Yes.
F.
E.
Yes.
Is there a vitamin F?
I don't think so.
Why? Why does it stop there?
Well, I don't know. I didn't make the vitamin names.
I know, but I'm asking you to do the research.
I literally can't do that right now.
A vitamin L?
I'm in a room where I cannot search anything.
Why? Because of the restrictions on your computer, because of what you did before.
No. Oh. There was nothing that I did before. Can you retract that statement?
I'll retract it now. Vitamin L.
Shut up. So this lab-engineered golden potato can provide as much as 42% of a child's recommended daily intake of vitamin A and 34% of vitamin E.
Yeah.
And one of the professors who came up with this in Ohio, he says more than 800,000 people depend on the potato as their main source of energy.
You say potato.
Shut up. And many of them aren't getting enough vitamins and nutrients. No, you don't.
I don't.
No.
You're absolutely right.
You're not that stupid.
No.
You're not even being funny. You're just being irritating.
Why? And welcome to
that's
the show.
That's yeah.
I mean, that's what I do.
I know, and I don't know how you've been getting away with it so long. Years, by all accounts.
I know. I've got awards for this.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
Not recently.
Not recently.
You weren't on the judging panel for those awards, were you?
Yes. Just awarded myself an award. Yeah. Good. Anyway. Music's finished.
I know, I've got a couple more.
I know.
Because you kept blabbering on about super spuds.
Shall I press the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was good, John. Good, John. Do that again in future, straight away.
Do it now if you want.
No. Okay, stop it now. So,
or now if you want.
No, now you're being annoying again. I want a coffee. And the cafe downstairs is going to close, so stop messing around.
I think it's already closed.
Well, I hope not. You're wasting my time.
Does it close at 4?
It closes at 3, I'm certain.
Well, that was
doesn't.
36.
I regularly get coffee after at this point. Anyway, the South Korean president celebrated the 1 year since Trump was elected in America with a four-course state dinner in his honour in Seoul. Do you want to know what they ate?
Vegetables?
Yes. Do you want to know which veg?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, the first course.
Kumquat. Oh, that's a fruit.
Was corn porridge.
Oh, close.
Accompanied by fresh herb and vegetable side dishes served on a traditional individual table.
What? Each vegetable had its own table? That's amazing.
I haven't seen a picture.
What a great
you
idea.
You have to eat the dinner on it, just on a table on your own.
I like that, on a sort of swivel chair, where you can sort of move around. You swivel
no.
the chair.
Yeah, so you're on like a Lazy Susan in the middle of yes. a round of tables.
Yes. So it's the opposite of a Lazy Susan. Yeah, yeah. I love that you're miming that on the radio. But yes, that's exactly right. So the table doesn't go round like a Lazy Susan. You do. And the dinner is around you. And I say, what a great idea. There's a novelty restaurant we could open. Imagine that.
We'd need a big space, though. Capacity-wise, it's the
but
opposite.
That's a great idea. Just a round table. You sit in the middle, like the Knights of the Round Table.
The second course was grilled sole.
And then you dress as a knight, and then you sort of swim
Island
around like that.
With Dong Yujang, brown bean sauce consommé.
I've just tangled myself with my headphones.
And the third course yeah. is a pine mushroom rice in a stone pot, accompanied with shrimp caught in the waters of Dokdo.
Dokdo?
What?
I wouldn't eat that shrimp. That's disgusting. Watery dog do flavoured shrimp.
It's served in a little plastic bag.
That you have to go around on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Dog do.
Oh.
Spelled D-O-K-D-O.
Okay.
Mixed with stir-fried glass needles and veg.
Glass needles?
Oh, my God. She's like, dog, what are you doing?
Glass noodles. Needles and veg.
All right, fine.
And grilled hanwoo, that's Korean beef rib, seasoned with a special sauce.
Okay.
Made with an exquisite 360-year-old soy sauce
that
served
sounds
on a
quite
tray.
Nice, that, don't you think?
Yeah, then they had some cake. And do you want to know the last story?
Yeah, well, hang on. Because the music ran out.
I know, hurry up.
All right.
And so, okay, so that's a meal fit for a president. This is something I think more of a John-related meal, or Cornelius one. You can now get a Christmas-themed doner kebab, which obviously has veg in it.
Oh.
It's been dreamt up by I Am Donna in Leeds. So the meaty one includes roast potatoes, Brussels sprouts, parsnip crisp, bacon fries, pork stuffing, turkey gravy, cranberry mayo, and it all comes wrapped in freshly homemade bread. There's also a vegetarian option, which is the vegetarian crimbo dinner, quote.
Crimbo?
Yeah, contains corn, roast veg, potatoes, parsnip crisp, bacon, frazzles, sage and onions, stuffing, vegetarian gravy, and cranberry mayo. There you go.
Thanks, Victoria. And that was today's Vegetable News.
Vegetable News.
Vegetable News there. I'm back on Monday with Mineral News. Because animal, vegetable and mineral covers everything off. Next, we bring you live music. We'll be downstairs. I'm going to run there during the travel. Into the talk radio session studio as we drag another busker in from the streets to bring you, their tunes to serenade you into the weekend. It's talk radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
talk radio.
I'm building an alliance. I need warriors.
On November 17, the greatest superheroes unite.
There are enemies coming.
Wonder Woman.
On my lead. Let's go.
Cyborg.
That ain't over yet.
Batman.
This is the only way.
The Flash.
Stop right there. I'm in.
And Aquaman.
My man.
You can't save the world alone.
You really are out of your mind.
I'm not the one who brought a pitchfork.
Justice League. In cinemas November 17. Book tickets now. Rated 12A.
Glad I brought my scarf and gloves. Thinking ahead, Wilbur.
Huh?
Well, it's like getting home care from British Gas before winter catches you out. For only £12 a month, that's less than 40p a day, your boiler's serviced every year. And if it still breaks down, we'll fix it.
Ah!
Plus, until the 4th of December, you get a gift card worth up to £50 on most home care products when you buy online. You brought the umbrella? Oh, thinking ahead. Not bad for a penguin. Stay a step ahead of winter. Search British Gas Home Care. Conditions apply.
Drive a new Jeep Renegade right now and fuel your adventures wherever they take you. With £1,000 of free fuel plus £2,000 deposit contribution available on a Jeep Renegade. Find out more now at jeep.co.uk.
PCP sales until December 31st, 2017. Representative 4.2% APR. Minimum 14% customer deposit. 10,000 miles per annum subject to status. Jeep Financial Services. Free fuel T's and C's at jeepfuelyouradventure.co.uk.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a Briston Cheer 8.5 kilowatt electric shower for only £49.99 expat. But hurry, this offer ends 12th of November. Don't miss Selco's Deal of the Week. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
The Times Speed Debates. 3 minutes, three opinions, one topic. Trump. Opportunist or master strategist?
Don't think it did take strategy. I think it did take an instinct.
Donald Trump doesn't really think with his gut. He's using his brain all the time.
But no one says, I'd really like to be Donald Trump because he's so intelligent.
Yes, but they do say, no, I'd like to be him because he's so successful.
Would you wear a Donald Trump wig?
We agree to disagree. See the full series at thetimes.co.uk/agree-to-disagree. The Times and the Sunday Times. Know your times.
Talk radio, traffic and travel.
Well, roadworks and volume of Friday afternoon traffic causing problems this afternoon in the West Midlands. The M5 is looking slow around Junction 2 at 4 Oldbury coming from Frankley Services. Leicestershire, the M1 around 23A for East Midlands Airport looking very slow in the roadworks. The M6 northbound in Warwickshire, there's a lane closed due to a broken down vehicle between 4 and 4A for the M42. Better news in South Yorkshire, the M180 westbound, the lanes reopen on the entry slip road at Thorne. I'm Paul Jenkins.
You are the maestro of the measure, the ice cube counter and citrus slicer, for you are the tipple technician, and Lidl brings you 1 litre of Fintan's gin for only £14.19. Every little thing for Christmas. Subject to availability. Excludes NI.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. And today is a Friday one. And what we bring you on a Friday, of course, is live music. It's what we like to do. It's how we serenade you into the weekend and give you that Friday feeling. We do it by getting singer-songwriters, musicians, buskers out from the streets and into our studio. I'll be honest, it's not our studio. It's our sister station, Virgin Radio studio, but we've stolen it, and once again, we are down here in it. Joe is with us today. He's going to be playing for us. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
So, talk us through you, Joe. So, how long have you been doing this? What's your thing?
I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been doing this forever, since I was like 15. I started busking, and I stopped busking after I got beaten up one too many times.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's interesting, because we've had a lot of buskers in, and no one's ever told us they've got beaten up before.
Maybe
was that a sort of critical review? I mean, what kind of happened?
I got beaten up one too many times, which was once.
So that is too. You're absolutely right. That's too many.
So that was enough for me.
So why? I mean, that's quite interesting. Why on earth would someone like attack a busker?
I'd like to think it's because of, you know, envy.
Yeah,
but it's probably
rival buskers wanting your space.
I once got attacked, and not beaten up, but attacked for doing my best Destiny's Child rendition off the cuff. Someone was like, "Play some Destiny's Child."
Was it Beyonce? Passing Beyonce?
It wasn't Beyonce, but
objected.
Yeah, it was probably a big Beyonce fan to get that riled up.
That is a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, look, I can promise you, you're in a safe space.
Yeah.
No one, Joe, is going to be attacking you today. Yeah. What are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to do one of my ones called Skin.
Here we go. Live on the radio, this is Joe. I didn't get your surname. Joe?
Da Costa.
There we go, Joe Da Costa, live on the radio.
Your skin, now your world is caving in. If you're down, I will be around. So far down, you can't hear us, you can't hear a sound. 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 I've seen silver turn to tin, and I've heard conversation spread so thin. If you're down, I will be around. So far down, you can't hear us, you can't hear a sound. You, I say, you can't hear a sound. You, I say, you, I You can't hear a sound. You can't hear a sound.
Yeah!
Excellent stuff, wasn't it? That was superb. That was really... You know, so that there were effects on that.
Yeah.
Joe, that
no,
I know.
No, John, that was me and you singing.
That was right.
It?
We were harmonising. Yeah. That is true. But apart from that, there were effects. When you do that live, when you do that in busking terms, or do you do that in busking terms?
I don't do that. Busking,
you don't.
No.
So that's. I'd like to think that's especially for us.
That's especially for you. Thanks for learning those harmonies.
It was a pleasure.
The weeks of rehearsal that went into that was, it all paid off.
And it all paid off at the end. As many people will be now texting in to say.
Yeah.
I think. Joe, where do we find you online? Because again, we always do this when people come in. Obviously, it's your chance to sort of plug your music and all that kind of stuff. So where will we find you?
Talk Show Ghost. It's on all the things, you know.
Talk Show Ghost.
Is
Talk
that
Show
your
Ghost.
Act's name,
that's
isn't it?
my pretentious band.
That's a good name
thingy. Thank you.
How long did it? Because band names are a tricky beast.
Yeah,
obviously. So where did Talk Show Ghost come from?
It came from a Radiohead song called Talk Show Host, which is my favourite song, and they got their name from a Talking Heads
song.
So I thought I would go full circle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full circle in my mind.
Yeah, that's a line. That's a line. Someone's going to name
Well, now, all it needs now
skin.
Is for Talking Heads to reform.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's only David Byrne. But anyway, you know what? To do
David
a song
Byrne
based on you. David Byrne needs to reform and do a song called Joe.
Yes.
And then it's a full circle.
And then it's a full circle as opposed to just a linear line.
Yeah, that's right, yes. Which is what it is at the moment. Now, look, I know that you're ill.
Yes, you do. I gave you that information
you
secretly.
So a little bit of, it's no secret anymore, but a little bit of sinusitis.
Yes.
Yeah, which is no good for a songwriter and a singer. Of course.
All the sinusitis.
It's fine for a songwriter, actually. But for a singer, it's awful.
Yes.
The next one you're going to do for us, because we've let you do this, is instrumental.
Yeah, I mean, I could do an instrument. I could attempt to sing.
It's your call, mate. I'll be honest with you. I don't want you to be the iller for anything we forced you into. So it's kind of what you want to do.
I'll do a punch the hell out of my guitar song, if that's all right.
Of course it is.
This hasn't got a title because it's just me... like hitting my guitar a lot. So whatever you want to name it, you can call
it
whatever.
We'll name it after once we've heard
it. We can identify.
Do you want to have?
Do
you want to guess the song now, and then you can change it? I'll give you one.
Well, I'd like it to be called. I don't know. I think I'd like it to be called something like Lobster Fest or something like that. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, I haven't heard it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. So your first song was called Skin, which is called funny, guys.
Your
really
genitals.
Mature. Really mature.
This is a song by Joe called Cornelius's Genitals.
Thank you. This is Cornelius's Genitals. Thank you.
your microphone in front of your face.
Very good. Thank you very much. Very, very, very good. I mean, that, you know, that is that the first...
Sorry, what were you saying about Cornelius' genitals? Well, they're very good.
Yes, I'm saying that they're very good. Although, you know, it was shorter than I thought that would be. I thought it'd be a longer track. But it's...
I see.
Very good. Joe, that was great. Thank you.
No, thank you for having me.
I like that you kept, still with illness. I came in and performed in that...
I was just spooked out that you guessed the title of the song.
I know. What a coincidence.
It freaked me out so much when you just nailed it. I was like, wow, okay.
Where would we... Remind us where we'd find you online, because obviously...
Facebook, talk show.
Everyone's on that. Right, thank you very much for coming in. Cool. That is Talk Show Ghost. How appropriate. Speaking of which, here's old spooky Yasmin Khan, who will be with you for Drive. Hello, Yasmin Khan.
Interesting link.
Wasn't it? I think I segued very well there.
Well, yeah, I will just say yes.
Yes, just say yes.
I will agree.
Cornelius has lost the plot with me today because I was a little bit hungover, Yasmin Khan.
I understand that is the rumour that's done the rounds.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, fine.
Hanging is apparently a word that's also been doing around.
All right.
But that wouldn't really be true. Anyway, Drive Time.
Yeah.
You know, I come in one Friday and there's lots of news and lots of politics. And then barely but 7 days later, everything's upside down again. And forget the Harlem shuffle, the cabinet shuffle. I don't understand why Priti had to go, but Boris is still there?
No, no one does.
No.
That's the thing, isn't it?
That's the thing.
That's why everyone's going, well, she sort of had some meetings on her holiday.
Yeah.
But the other guy has put some poor British Iranian woman in jail for another fight. Yeah, doubled her sentence.
We really hope that's not the case. But anyway, we'll try and make some sense of that at the top of the show. We're also going to be talking about those, and I really hate them, so I'm going to keep my language safe, is those ticket reseller sites. They're all in a lot of trouble today.
They are the worst.
Some of them.
It's the industry as well. The music industry themselves, they encourage it because they profit from it.
Oh, controversial. Well, some of them have had their offices raided. So we're going to be looking at them and talking to someone who's campaigning against them. I just hate them as a consumer because, you know, you try and book something and within 2 minutes they're all completely sold out and then you find them double, triple the price on these reseller things. I hate them. But anyway, they're all under investigation, or a lot of them are anyway, so we'll be talking about that as well. I've got comedian Ed Pownall, who's joining me in the studio for Trending Review. We're also going to be looking at, loads of stuff. The 40th anniversary of the birth, no pun intended, of IVF.
That's quite a good pun, to be fair.
Thanks.
It's not bad.
I do try.
Not really a pun, it's playing words.
It was intended.
We're also going to be talking about Equal Pay Day, which is today, because why shouldn't women be paid just the same as men?
Well, they're not as good, so...
You're the one tweeting, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah.
And also...
When's Equals Men's Day?
Yeah, when's
that? You're not equal. You're just not. That's how it is. And also...
You're so racist.
Thanks. And from 6:30, Satnam Sangera, the journalist and author of a best-selling memoir, The Boy with the Top Knot, which is going to be a BBC drama that's on next week, which I've watched and it's utterly brilliant. He's joining me in the studio.
Yasmin Khan with you for Drive on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. We'll see you again on Monday, 1 till 4. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.